Last time on RRR. No, I'm just kidding. It's Shuken Shinobi here. I just really quickly wanted to say, it's been a year to almost this day. It's Saturday, actually. But to almost this day that the site's been launched. I can't believe that it's been up for over a, or almost over a year. And it's just been an absolutely terrific time, and we're still going strong. So, dude, I just want to say thank you to everyone for all the support, all the love, and everything that you guys give us. It really keeps us going, and feedback is terrific. We could use more, but feedback is definitely terrific. So really, I just wanted to say I hope you've been enjoying all the little articles that have been going up from the various staff members about their sides of the RR story, and just really enjoying the anniversary atmosphere we got going. So, thanks for a year of the site, and here's to the second year. Thanks again, and enjoy the podcast.
Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Shuken Shinobi is the legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello, welcome to our Season 2, Episode 27.
That was like monkey-like.
I believe it's Ayah-ooh-ah, but...
Ayah-ooh-ah, there we go.
Digimon. Forever united as one, Digimon.
Through us, let's speak. Oh.
Right, podcast.
Together the battles are won.
Oh, yeah. So,
We have a podcast we're doing? Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that thing.
When did we start that?
I don't know. It wasn't a while ago. I don't remember when exactly.
Two weeks ago?
Yeah, I think it was a day ago.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes ago.
So, anywho. One-ups. Good old one-ups. I don't know.
On to the news. Okay.
I haven't really bought... I bought Autobot Guzzle today. He's...
And the Professor Layton DVD thingy. And you should have bought some of those plastic cups that were behind you. I tried to warn you, but I forgot.
No, Mom went there for plates, so we didn't need cups. Well, but anyway, on Sunday I got Super Mario 3D Land. And
hell yeah.
It is really awesome, and
the cool kids got it.
Blazing through it because I don't have anything better to do.
Because he's a Blaziken.
Mostly because I want to continue to play Layton. But,
Well, we know you have no life, but that's just standard Ryan.
Yep. But anyway, that's really about it for me. I've just been playing that and, like, doing some homework and school-related stuff.
That homework. That sounds like fun.
Oh, it's loads of fun. I had regionals on Saturday. That was a disaster. But that's what happens when I decide that it's a good idea to play Saucebuck Celebi Prime Tornadus. It was a massacre. It was awesome. I won two matches only because my opponents were worse than me.
That's usually what happens when you win.
Yeah. Well, usually, like, they're as good as you, but they just, like, have their weakness or something.
They don't believe in the heart of the cards. No, I understand.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you believed in the heart of the cards, you would draw the right card at the right moment.
Mm-hmm. You know it. So that's about all for me, so go ahead.
Okay, so let's see, what did I get? I don't think I got anything toy-wise. I finished Modern Warfare that I talked about last time. That was easy. I got Skyrim. Oh my god, it's amazing. But I have to take a break because I got Assassin's Creed, and I'm like a little more than halfway through that. That's also really awesome. And I got Digimon Savers DVDs, or Data Squad, and I got those in the mail. And I got a text message. That's all.
Oh my god, this is gay.
I'm done.
Okay. I also got the Marios. And my cool Tanuki Mario keychain.
Yep.
And
it's like it's too cool to like put on my keyring.
I know.
Like,
and I don't PETA can suck it.
Oh, God,
that's all
PETA.
I can say.
PETA's a bunch of asses. For those of you that don't know, they were going after the new Mario game because apparently wearing the Tanuki suit, Mario's promoting the wearing of furs. And to retaliate, they made this flash game called Super Tanuki Suit 2D, where you're a skinned Tanuki that has to, like, avoid the obstacles and collect the coins to get your fur back from Mario. It's really stupid and gory and bloody as shit. It's like, it's like, honestly, it looks like hell. Like, the environment you're running in looks like hell. It's really disturbing. But Petey can go suck a dick. That's pretty much all I have to say.
That's what Brian does all the time anyway. Aww. Suck a dick. But that's beside the point.
Not Peter's dick. I don't like their dick. It's not good.
No. I also got Lego Harry Potter, but that'll have to wait for me to finish that last one. You know what? Shut up.
Did you get it on 3DS or?
No. I just got the Wii's.
Okay. I've been debating about what to, whether to get it on 3DS or.
I didn't bother just because I'm like, I didn't get the last one on a handheld platform. So
yeah, that was the only reason I was debating. But anyway, continue.
And did I buy anything else? I got my changers in the mail from Mandrake, and I've been reviewing things. I'm still waiting for my box with the Go-Go Jet and stuff to arrive, and Mach Alkan should be here any day now. And then I paid Oki a bunch of money today, and I'm all paid up for my November pre-orders and started on December. Although, I still have to get him to get me a capsule key set. Yeah.
You said he'll keep an eye on the prices, because apparently they're pretty high right now.
Oh. Yeah. That's cool. But, I think that's it. I don't think I did anything else.
I don't know. I don't think you did. I don't remember what you got anymore.
I got a Go Brace, a Ginga Brace, a Chrono Changer, both Time Ranger badges, and the Dino Brace. Then this other box that I'm still waiting on has the gold Dino Brace, Dino Minder, and Go-Go Jet.
Got a lot of weird ass shit in there.
Well, I finished off the Abba Ranger changers, and I got the Go-Go Jet. So that's a bunch of cool stuff, and there'll be reviews coming in the next several weeks or so over the past few days, and there'll be lots of reviews, and they'll be really good, and there'll be some mistakes, some dropping stuff, some doing really good. Okay.
Right.
All right, I think we're done here.
Okay.
Get the fuck out.
Everyone just leaves.
Everyone just stops listening. That's the end of the podcast.
All right, so on to the nudes.
The nudes, okay.
I'm already nudes.
If I'm correct. Yes. I'm correct. Okay. So
you're never correct. Hello, correct.
Okay.
Where the hell did Dawson go?
He's been replaced by correct. Auto correct.
Cool. Good, because Dawson sucks balls. This correct guy's pretty nice.
Okay, so thanks to Kiefer, we found, or he was the first one to find the listings on ToyWiz of next wave of Samurai toys.
Kiefer rocks my socks, by the way.
Kiefer. Which are set to appear in January.
Kiefer so, rocks more than just socks. I don't know. That was weird.
So, enough about socks. More about Samurais. Anyway, that was stupid.
Samurais?
Okay.
Kiefer's Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
We don't have time for this. Anyway, so we've got in the 4-inch line, we've got 4-inch Super Samurai Ranger Fire, 4-inch Super Samurai Ranger Water, 4-inch Super Samurai Ranger Forest, 4-inch Samurai Ranger Earth, and 4-inch Samurai Ranger Sky, 4-inch Evil Master Zandrid, 4-inch Super Mega Ranger Fire, 4-inch Super Mega Ranger Water. This is just a mouthful. 4-inch Super
That's
Mega
what she
Ranger.
Said.
4-inch Super Mega Ranger Earth and 4-inch Super Mega Super Mega Ranger Sky.
Whew. Never knew 4 inches was a mouthful, but you know, whatever.
So we've got the coat super modes, we're presuming, of the three main guys. We got regular girl figures, Master Zandrid, and then apparently super modes of the Mega Rangers. So that's pretty cool. And then also in other news, we have 12-inch battleized Shogun Blue Ranger to add to the red one. We've got
I
a
want
red
12 inches of Blue Ranger. Oh, I'm sorry.
We've got red. I know Gold Power, not Blue Power.
I need 12 inches of Kevin.
Blue Power, Gold Power. Gold Power's better. Blue's depressing. Anyway, so and then we got Red Sword Cycle and Blue Sword Cycle and Green Sword Cycle. That's when they just get on top of the spin sword and try to ride it. It's kind of messy and bloody. It's kind of like that game Brian was describing a minute ago. And then you have vehicle and action figure Shark Zord with Super Mega Red Ranger. So many, like, prefixes.
Super Mega Red Ranger.
See, just wait till Mega Force. This is
Super Hyper Mega Force Ranger Red.
And then we've got the Ranger Gear Black Box Morpher and the Ranger Gear Water Hydro Bow. I'd much rather have the Barracuda Blade, like Jeff said, I think. And then just quickly here at the end, someone also found these Squinky, Squishy, Squashy Fun, whatever the commercial says. They're like these little chibi figures Brian's probably just all excited over because they're chibi.
Fuck yeah.
So cute. These different picture sets. This first one has all five main Samurai Rangers. This might be a Mugger. He's kind of squished. And then we got
finally
some of the
monsters. Finally, I beat this goddamn level.
I don't remember their names, but there's the one that insults people, and then here's one that looks like Red Vegemon. And then some kind of shaman with a top hat. That's what I'm getting. And then the next one also includes all five main rangers, plus Gold Ranger.
Gold Power.
Some kind of one of the weird monsters with a face. this indistinguishable thing. And then we got G. He's like, G, I'm tiny. What has happened?
Omega Sunriser.
And then this last one here appears to have human versions of Jade and Mia. And is that Kevin?
I can't tell if it's Mike or Kevin, honestly.
Or is that Street Ballin' Zach? I don't know.
Street Ballin'?
Yeah. And then I think that's Decker. He's like a bow tie. And like a bandana on his head. This might be Rhino Snorris. Maybe Skirt Steak or whatever that guy's name is. Dayu.
Skirt Steak?
A goblin. And then that one monster from the first episode that's got stretchy arms. So those are actually kind of adorable.
The first episode or the third episode?
The third episode.
Okay.
The third episode. Or the thirst episode. So in regards to these toys, like, I'm looking forward to seeing what the super mode for the Mega Rangers looks like. Mm-hmm. I like that we're getting more 12-inch of the, like, Shogun Rangers, but I really wish we'd get gold, like I said. Mm-hmm. I'm still hoping
they do
that
at some point.
Yeah, they, I feel like they would. They're going to do probably him and green, and the girl. I think the girls, that'll matter.
So that'd be nice.
But I'm still with, like, looking forward to these figures. I'm still hoping with Megaforce or whatever's next, they just go back to 5 inches because I know they talked about that at one of the shows. But I guess it'll be kind of nice to have Coat Rangers, but we get the extra girls, but it doesn't really matter because we have the figures. These like little Squinkies are actually kind of neat. Just I always get excited here when we get characters that aren't the main cast because it's so rare. Mm-hmm. Like in PR, we always just stick to the main five and then maybe two villains, but it's kind of nice to see characters that just randomly appeared.
Yeah, like I mean, I don't really know like what their purpose is, like what the point of these little toys are.
I don't really know. They're Squinkies, Squashy but Fun. That's all I know.
All I know is that they're adorable and that I need them.
Yeah, just because, like, it's just neat to see characters that aren't so mainstream.
Like, I mean, it's nice that we're going to get more 4-inch figures. Like, regardless of whether the super modes or the coats or not, like, I'm just glad that we're getting them. The fact that there's no normal super mode for yellow and pink on the list yet worries me, but I have a feeling they're going to get released just like...
If Samurai's going to continue for another year, they'll probably come back in the next wave.
They'll probably be in the wave 2 of next year. Since this is like the wave 1 of 2012.
Who knows if the Battleizer ends up being in the show, we could get 4-inch Battleizer Rangers and
that'd
then
be nice.
The girls will show up in that. I wish they would stop titling it Fire, Water, Forest. Like, they've carried this over since Jungle Fury, which I didn't mind when they called it like Tiger Ranger, Elephant Ranger. Like, that was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And they tried to do it in RPM, which didn't work since they had very specific names in RPM, like Ranger Red. But, like, this just doesn't work here, and it's kind of a pain in the ass to read. Mm-hmm. And since they identify him in the show so clearly, like, it's just confusing, especially down here at the end. Super Mega Ranger Water, Super Mega Ranger Forest.
Super Mega like Ranger Sky, Super Mega Ranger Earth.
And that's making me think of like Sky like it's Superman. He's like Super Sky.
Super Sky.
He's Sky, he can't even handle
he's
it.
He's a super prick.
He's Sky Tate. His last name's Tate. Sorry.
Lols. You made a funny, and it made me happy in pants.
And then I was like, no pants!
No, like they said, I'm excited to see what they have. Shut up. Sorry. I'm trying to kill this little Koopa kid or something. All right, I'm on a ship. I killed him.
Like, I'm still kind of more excited about, well, one, the Shark Zord on here. But, like, the thing
that probably cure you, but
the Spider Zord and that the things that we looked at, like, two episodes ago or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still kind of more looking forward to seeing those because, like, we have no idea what they are.
Yeah.
I do have a feeling that the Shark Zord listed here is going to end up being the Kyoryu Origami because I do believe that could probably pass off as a shark.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know what's going on with the spider
stuff. Even though I've seen a kid call that swordfish thing a shark in the store.
Yeah, they, like, kid logic is, oh, it's a fish, it's a shark.
Generalize into categories.
You have, like, Nemo and shark. Which
Nemo and the shark. Fish are friends, not food.
Fish are friends, not food.
But yeah, I'm disappointed like that they're doing the hydro bow. Like that scale with the hydro bow is gonna look like complete crap. Like the Barracuda blade wouldn't have really looked all that better. But
yeah. But at least
Brian, do you have a water arrow?
No, I've neglected to buy that set, like
I have that set to get the discs and they're tiny.
Yeah, I figured. Like, I would like to see a Barracuda Blade and, like, the Mega Blade style.
Size. Yeah, that would have been cool instead of just keeping it the same. What are you going to do?
Not much.
I don't know where I'm going to put all this shit. My shelf's already full. Because I got the American stuff, and then I have the figure arts mixed in with it.
That's how mine is right now. I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do.
Hey, look, I just cleared a shelf and filled made a whole shelf of double figure arts, so
that's so much to do with samurai.
Nothing. I'm just saying that I have no space either. That was the whole point of this thing.
Okay.
God damn, it's like talking to an infant.
All right, so next story.
Next, ooh, we had some Mega Max. Oh, this is gonna be fun, right? Probably not.
No, just Chuck Testa.
Yeah, well, the story's not loading.
These special worlds are complete douchebags.
Oh, so the game actually gets harder. That's good.
Oh, it gets a lot harder. The special worlds are, like, terrifying.
Brian likes when it gets harder.
God damn it.
All right, well, Virus Central here has given us an article about Mega Max summaries. The five parts.
Mega Max summaries with Kevin.
Fuck your mother. Yes. So, Double's gonna have his own part in a movie, making his third appearance in Movie Wars. Yay, Double! I don't hear any yays from you people.
Well, it's Movie Wars, so I'm cautious, but yay, Double!
All right, good. What about you? I can't hear you yaying, Dawson.
What? I was reading an asshole comment and getting really mad. Someone's like, "It's Axel as an Accelerate, not Axel from Fives. It sounds the same, you cockbag." God, sorry.
Just yay for Double for me.
Yay.
Thank you. Unlike the previous Movie Wars, the Kamen Riders face one common enemy, the Foundation X, whom the legendary Seven Riders, Oz, Double, and Forze will fight in their different stories for teaming up to fight them at the end of the movie. Now here's the summaries. Chapter 1, Beginning.
Beginning the download.
Meteorites fell from space all over the world. Stuck to these meteorites is a mysterious substance called Solu. These Seven Riders get into a fierce competition with Foundation X over it. However, the Solu fell into Foundation X's hands. The dreadful product they're advancing is question mark. How's that dreadful? It's just a punctuation mark. I don't understand. Whatever. Chapter 2, Kamen Rider Oz. From a distortion in time caused by the meteorites, the present world has become connected with the world 40 years in the future. Kamen Rider Poseidon comes from the future, carrying the future's core metals. Since Poseidon likes to fight more than anything else, he aims to defeat our present Riders, Oz, and Boss.
Boss.
He targets Hinoeji, who has recently come home from his journey, but when that happens, who appears but Anku, who disappeared during the previous battles. Chapter 3, Fujo, the secret plot advances. Hidari Shotaro encounters Foundation X and Fujo.
He's my Joker.
He is. And begins to investigate their plans. On the other hand, the Seven Riders find the location of Foundation X's secret airport and corner its leader, Rem Kanagi. However, Foundation X laid a trap the Riders couldn't predict. The Seven Riders are in danger, and Foundation X's plot is coming closer and closer to fruition. I think all they did was they just took some of the meteorite and then put like a giant box and a stick and a string. And they just lower them under the box and pull the string out, and then they got trapped under a box. They're like, oh, how did we fall for this? We're stupid. They're like James Woods. Chapter 4, Kamen Rider Forze. A Monogawa high school is full of people for the culture festival. Then suddenly, a cute girl fell from the sky. Kisaragi Gensuro falls in love with that girl, not Ashiko Misaki, but for some reason, the Zodiacs are after her. To protect her, he transforms into Kamen Rider Forze, but she transforms into Kamen Rider Floozy. Exactly what is her true identity? In truth, she's one link in this big chain of events and has a big secret. She's a whole bag? Oh, cool. Chapter 5, Movie War Mega Max. Forze, Oz, and Dabaru were chasing the same enemy. When the full scope of the enemy's plans comes to light, the Riders join forces to protect world peace. However, before the Riders appears a large army of Zodiarts, Greed, and Doorpants. Forze and the other Riders are attacked by this army and end up in trouble. Is there a chance to turn the tables? Fight our heroes. Gather here, legendary warriors. Well, that sounds like a giant cluster of a movie.
It does.
Like, once again, they've taken...
Like,
every idea they had put in one movie.
It sounds kind of like the synopsis for, like, the Deno trilogy, except, like, the whole trilogy.
In one movie.
That's funny. That's pretty much what it feels like to me.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, it just feels like they're just cramming so much into one movie. Like, it's only going to be, like, an hour and a half at most.
Yeah.
But this feels like something that needs to be, like, 3.5 hours or something in order to...
This needs to be, like, the Cho Everyone trilogy and just make that.
Cho Everyone.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean... there's some really things that sound promising, like, you know, teaming up to beat up Foundation X. It's just the rest of it that I grow concerned with.
Like, I'm just really sick of this writer being such a mess. Like, when did it become just such a hot mess?
I'm sorry I'm hot. Please don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Decade started it.
Pretty much.
I used to have one nice, really weird movie that took place in an alternate universe, and now look what happened.
This is why we can't have nice things, Brian.
Why are you looking at me? I don't have nice things.
Brian's dressed in gold. You can't see him. For all you know, this is pre-recorded.
Maybe it is.
Well, we all know Brian's a master debater.
Yep.
You say that really fast, it sounds like master debater. Anybody else hear that?
That's...
that's kind of the idea.
Oh, I didn't get it.
Did you not watch Austin Powers, or
that was in the movie?
Yeah. So you may be a cunning linguist, but I'm a master debater.
I never got that from that. It must be the accent. Next,
ninth Deno movie. I don't need to open.
Do
this
I need
list.
To read this?
No, you don't.
Do
really
we need to talk about this?
All right. So look, here's the thing.
What's the sitch?
There's a Dash Series Deno toy coming out and a Legend Hero Dengasher, and it's got a bunch of people who are stupid and out of their mind, all hot and bothered about the prospect of a ninth Deno movie since this comes out in February and Deno gets a movie every year and we're cockbags. So that's the whole story. There might be another Deno movie because God hates us.
Like, I love Deno, but I'm so done.
It's not Deno anymore. It's like the
it's
bare
just
minimum
like,
of the cast.
It's just like the Imogen and...
Owner and Naomi.
New
and
Deno.
They didn't even have Kohan in the last movie.
Holy shit, I didn't even notice that.
I didn't either.
I just realized that. Like, Kohana wasn't in the movie.
She grew up. She looks like Hana now, so they didn't know what to do.
What do we do? She's not a kid anymore.
They didn't have Kohana. They didn't have little kid Ryotaro. They were just like, oh,
new Ryotaro is about the same age as old Ryotaro. And now
like,
Kohana has boobs. What do we
like,
do?
They're like, oh, screw it. Just let Momotaro's... transform and we'll be done with it.
But
I think I'm tired of trying.
Like, I just don't want another Deno movie because, like, we don't really even have just, like, Deno movies anymore. We have the Cho Deno trilogy, which was fine for two movies. And then the
third
one, we're
like,
oh,
hey, look, DN's here.
Third one's like, hey.
Third one's like, hey, girl, hey.
It'll probably Denno and Forze. Let's fuck shit up again.
Denno and Forze, let's just see how much we can screw this thing up.
That's what the movie should be called.
And by this thing, I mean your mind.
Just how bad could it be?
But I don't know. I don't know. Denno can go fuck itself. That's the thing. Like, I love Denno, but they're making me hate Denno.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Like, I love this series.
Like, I love the series up through
Saraba. The first movies where they actually had to relate to the show were good.
And, like, after Saraba, things just started not making sense.
Yeah, like, they just shouldn't make it if you can't get the original cast back. And actually, like, tie it into some sort of story that has to do with the show instead of being like, hey, look, let's go visit everyone. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so stupid.
Like,
I'm just tired of
the Imogen are great and all, and they're fun, and they have hijinks. But we don't need to team up Denno with every rider.
If they just
want to
get the Imogen out there, they should just, like, have shorts before every rider movie, like they do Pikachu. And just
have, like, all these forms of the Imogen anime.
They're already practically Pokemon anyway.
Like, just do that. Before every Rider movie, just put them in a little short, and then you're set. Then they're all it'll come back anyway.
The Imogen animes went over pretty good, too, if I remember correctly.
It's not up to anything.
I've never watched any of them, but... Japan loves anime. They invented the damn thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, IDKF. Okay there?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're moving along to some Power Ranger.
Who's a Power Ranger?
Shinkenja.
You go, kid. So, Iris Hampton, the cast... I think she's...
Iris?
Yeah, casting director.
You're such a kid.
Oh my god.
For Saban brands, I believe. Power Rangers in general? Just Power Rangers? Okay. Sorry, Iris. Anyway. Since in
kid.
Space
I didn't get my name right.
Through Wild Force. Okay. And so she sent out a memo to basically all of the agencies that had people that auditioned for Ghost Ranger. It says, we want to express our sincere thanks to our clients who recently auditioned for Power Rangers 2013 season and provide you with a quick update. Since we are celebrating the 20th anniversary season in 2013, so for those of you that were wondering, oh, is Samurai going to count as two seasons? No, it's not. It's one season. Since we'll be celebrating our 20th anniversary season in 2013, we have decided to elevate the season's creative to entire... Oh my god. Elevate the season's creative to entirely new heights. This will require us to commence production in 2012 rather than 2011. We hope that great talent we met during our recent auditions will still be available when we recommence casting, and promise you that you'll be the first to know when that will occur. At this time, we plan to resume the casting process March to early April 2012. With kind regards and respect, Iris Hampton, Power Ranger Casting Director. So basically, this went up, and then people started flipping her shit, going, oh, they're going to skip Ghost Ranger, and they're talking about Gokaiger, blah, blah, blah.
These are the same stupid people with the Denno movie, probably.
Like, just because it says elevate the season's creative and anniversary, they're like, oh, they're going to skip Ghost Ranger and go to Gokaiger because it's the anniversary, blah, blah. No.
Just check Testa.
Even if that happens, like, there's nothing in there that can even possibly make you assume that. But... like, I just don't see why they would go through the effort of doing casting sides for Ghost Ranger-esque, well, one, colors, because they were casting for black, and just, like, atmosphere with the whole professor character and stuff.
Yeah.
If they're just to say, oh, fuck it, we're doing Gokaiger. No, I don't think they're going to go through that much effort.
I just don't think they would skip a season.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's footage that they're wasting, and then when they do adapt Gokaiger, that's suits they can't use.
Yeah, and that's another, like, people are always like, let's explain all the suits, but then you have to explain Ghost Ranger too. That's just one more thing to explain. So shut
your
mouth.
You already have to explain, like, 15 previous shows before Z-Ranger.
And then they would have to, like, modify Gokai Silver's gold mode and his morpher, because Gosei Knight wouldn't exist.
It just creates so much trouble.
It's way too much trouble. And one, because I really want them to adapt Ghost Ranger, because I think they can do something pretty fun with it.
Yeah, and we bought the mecha already in preparation. Good God, give us the adaptation. That rhymed, and it was great.
But
give me stuff to watch with my pants off.
Though the only thing I pull from this is the fact that, one, they realize it's the 20th season, and two, they just want to make something better than Samurai.
Yeah, I'm hoping that maybe a they found out a little bit of the adult fan backlash, or maybe trying to make the show a show.
Like that's what I pull out of it by elevate the season's creative. Is to the point where they want to make something new, because one, you can't copy and paste Ghost Sager. There's nothing to copy.
Yeah,
trying to make the show a show.
They didn't write anything for this show. Damn it, that's what we rely on. They got these last six episodes here were pretty epic, but oh shit.
It's like, that's all I pull from this, is that they realize it's the anniversary season and they want to make something fairly epic.
Yeah.
As opposed to what we're getting with Samurai right now, so.
That's what I'm getting.
That's all I get out of it. I don't get, oh, I gotta do Go Kiger, bro. Shut up.
And I want them to do Ghost Ager just to piss Lenny Ranger off. And I hope Black's the main character and he's used on all the packaging. And I just hope it.
And they just flash Ghost Ager Shark.
Snake.
A shark or a snake, like everywhere. Like, just stick his face up in your.
He's the mascot. Everywhere. He becomes like an engine-esque character and just talks to everyone.
He is Master K. He's like, hey guys, I love you. Play with me.
And am I the only one that thinks, like, with Gokaiger's, like suit, not suits, but like the powers? There we go.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think that'd be, like, a good kickoff for, like, a new era. Just like, oh, we can use the powers of the old era. Let's do some cool things or whatever. I don't know. I just feel like it would be a nice, like, platform.
To, oh, like, this...
to, like, the for the 21st
uh-huh.
season, just like, hey, we can do all this stuff from the past 20 years.
I totally, yeah, I see exactly.
It's like a nice little, like, platform to say, hey, remember all this, but hey,
it's like
we're
a good end cap to like start off the new era. I
yeah,
exactly what you mean.
It's kind of like what they were going for with DK and failed.
Yeah. Just don't make two alternate universes for every single Power Ranger universe and we're set. You know what? Oh, never mind. I was thinking something else.
You know what? I don't know what.
I was thinking about, well, if they do Gokaiger, but they could also be planning, like, I still think they're going to do Ghost Ager, but they could also be background planning Gokaiger and seeing who the hell they can get for that season.
Yeah.
Like, for all we know, they're going to skip Gokaiger.
Yeah,
I see that as a much more likely possibility.
They could.
Like, like you said, they're probably, like, trying to figure out how to make a quality show, and they're probably, like, researching exactly what they can do. Like, who could we get back? How do we explain this? Do we want to skip Gokaiger? How do we want to do this? Because if they decide to skip Gokaiger, then this time's, like, put off or whatever, is giving them more time to do Go Busters right afterwards, which I wanted to. So, like, I think that is much more likely of a possibility because there's a lot more work involved in that.
Yeah.
We all know Saban hates work.
Yeah. I just hope they get actual actors this time.
Yeah.
I think they need to keep Balkan Spike on all the time, though. And Antonio just in the background, just Gold Power, and just runs.
Gold Power, he disappears. Like, what the fuck was that?
He just, like, photobombs everything.
Steven Skyler's just like, Gold Power, and then he's gone.
He should play Ghost of Night. Night Power! He's just good for everything.
Like, what the hell was that? Don't mind him. He does that. He just pops in randomly and runs.
Night Power! Silver Power! Gold Power!
He should be the voice for the Mo Pirates here.
Silver Pirate Ranger! Gold Power!
Oh my god. Gold sounds weird.
Gold Power! I don't know. We're crazy.
High? Yeah, probably.
So, another PR-relatedness. On Nicktoons, I do want to take a moment to say that Nicktoons is intelligent. So on Wednesday, November 23rd, they're having a Samurai Marathon with the entire first chunk of the season, minus the Halloween special, because it's a special, it doesn't count.
And no one likes it. Next so, like, fuck this shit.
At 6:30 a.m. On Encore...
When kids actually wake up.
On Encore Family, this is completely unrelated, they're airing the MMPR movie. But, Nicktoons,
thank you.
At 8 a.m. and 8:30 a.m., they're airing two episodes that we don't know. But that's unrelated to the marathon. So starting at noon and running till 9:30, We get they're actually starting with Origins Part 1. It is a fucking miracle. Nicktoons
that's
knows
not episode
how,
1, Brian. That's episode 18.
Nicktoons knows how to count and what continuity is. So they're starting with Origins Part 1. But so we get Part 1, Part 2, and then the season in order. Team Unite's day off, blah, 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 blah. All the way down to the Ultimate Duel at 9 o'clock. So...
if you want a fun way to get depressed
for
the afternoon.
Fun way to waste your Wednesday. Go watch that. And then in more news involving PR-ness, the PR Facebook updated, finally just acknowledging the fact that they're airing the team-up on the 26th.
There's a team-up? Holy shit.
It's a stock footage.
But
Power Ranger Samurai versus stock footage.
It says, Power Up Your Thanksgiving. Clash of the Red Rangers, the movie, airs November 26th at 12, only on Nickelodeon.
The movie?
And don't miss the Power Rangers and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Without their swords.
I usually watch the Detroit Parade. So I'm sorry, but I'll probably miss it. But whatever. So anyway, they uploaded this picture of Super Shinken Red and Hyper Go-On Red from the team up. So this... I don't want to say it confirms the fact that we're getting the coat. I have the feeling we're going to get the coat now based upon the toy listings.
Yeah.
But it just kind of raises the point on, well, one, where does this take place? Like, this is clearly out of either A, out of continuity, or B, just aired out of order. Because, well, we don't have the super mode yet, and we don't have the whatever they're going to call it, Kyori Origami.
It's very likely they aired out of order because they're probably like, oh shit, we're going to have like a long-ass break. We need something to break it up. Look at that movie we did. It was really easy because no one was in it. Oh, so let's just put that out. Okay. Like, that's probably what happened.
I agree. I'm in the boat that says that it's just aired out of order.
Yeah.
Like, this is supposed to happen later on and they're just airing it now because they don't have anything better to do until the Christmas episode.
Yeah, you were in a boat. Oh, that's cool.
Boats anyway. And hoes. Boats and hoes. Gotta have me.
So, I mean, I thought it'd be hysterical if they use the coat in this and then don't use the coat in the show. I think that'd be fun.
It would be hilarious.
But
I feel like it's just Bandai's decision to use the coat. Like, Saban's like, well, we're gonna copy the whole thing, but the coat's pretty stupid looking, so we're not gonna use it. And Bandai's like, well, yeah, but that's another toy we can do. And then they just smacked him, and then they have to put it in the show.
Maybe. We'll see what happens, but... yeah, I fairly figure that just confirms the fact that both those are going to appear in the team-up because that's what half the movie is, but... I don't know, this team-up's going to be very... I'm, like, really looking forward to this.
Just to see what
just
happens.
Just to see how this works.
Like, my ultimate dream, Jeffrey Peraza voices everyone. That's exactly
there
what
was,
I want to
There was one thing I read with, like... Since, like, they can't get anyone to come back, as far as we know, like, they just get Vengix's voice actor, and the entire RPM team is just Vengix.
That'd be funny, because he took over their powers.
Yeah.
It's that.
Like, that'd be terrific. Like, just...
Prepare the download!
Team Vengix.
Hashtag Team Vengix.
Like, I don't know how that would work. And then there was one rumor that, like, Mike Ginn's going to come back as Red instead of Gold.
Well, you see, our mentor was a K. She got promoted, and then Colonel Truman got promoted, and then, I don't know.
She got promoted to a J. So.
Especially since they're DNA locked. Saban doesn't care about that. I mean, Saban. Yeah, Saban, that's right. Shut up. Stupid self.
Well, Zach doesn't believe in canon, so.
Yeah.
And, like, I am looking forward to it, like you said, just to see what happens.
A whole lot of nothing.
It's kind
of
like how I was just looking forward to see if the stupid Battleizer was going to be in the show. I didn't know it was going to take 8 months. Oh, they're just around the corner, and they're like, Lulz Hiatus. I'm like, what?
They're like, Lulz Hiatus, and they're like, Lulz, we're just not going to tell you yet.
Like, I think I've mentioned this before, but it really bothers me, especially with this recent announcement of the pushback, is that they rushed Samurai out so quickly just to slowball us for 4 years. Maybe that's why they did it, because they realized what a crap job they did rushing the first episodes of the Samurai out, but good God they got that out fast. I feel like Saban announced they bought it back and Samurai aired like 2 months later.
Like, it was actually a fairly decent amount of time. But I mean, it wasn't as long as I figured it was going to be, because like we kind of figured like they just kind of really
rushed things. This brand out there, but they could have done that with reruns, like we've said a million times.
Yeah.
Like, I always think that they could have just aired RPM first, because no one's seen that except for, like, hardcore Ranger fans, and then got the brand out there and actually worked on it. But I just find it so funny that they're like, hurry, we gotta get Samurai out there. Hurry, hurry, hurry. I'm like, all right, let's just take our time, man. Don't even worry about it. Take a hit. Take a hit of this sandwich. Anyway.
I don't want to hit a sandwich.
We'll see how it goes. And also, on the Facebook picture, the question was fill in the blank. Blank is my favorite Red Ranger. So many people said Jason.
Oh, God, I know.
Well, that's because his hair doesn't move.
I know, I see those all the time. Like,
this guy said Decade.
I see that all the time. Like, they'll ask questions like, who's your favorite Ranger? I was like, Tommy, Trini, Zach. I'm like, God damn it. You know, there's more Rangers after them that actually had a personality. Just FYI. RJ.
Let's see. Really, we got Tommy, Leo, Jason, Tommy.
Wait, did someone say Leo?
Gokai Red.
They like his muscles.
Jason, Shane, Connor, Wes, Eric, Jason, Bridge.
Bridge?
Brian, was that you?
No, that was. I'm not even going to bother
that
pronouncing
it. That was Dagley Bryan. I don't know.
The chick who led the A squad on SPD.
Is that what they wrote?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Andros. I always forget how to say his name properly. Andros. There we go. I'm stupid. Tommy, Jason. Bridge.
Fuck yeah. Another
Everyone who says Bridge is like my favorite person.
Oh, that one was Brian. Okay.
Rocky, Jason, Wes, Eric, Jaden. Oh, that's a kid.
That person likes zombies.
Jason. Leo.
That person's like, I like zombies.
Jason, Tommy, Cole, Jason, TJ.
Okay, that person likes to be told to fuck off. That's fine.
Jason times 1 million.
Poor Scott. See, nobody knows them.
do I got like all of these answers? Okay, let's.
I should have just wrote American Karu. Scott. She's got a nice vagine.
There. Well, okay, I got one person that said Scott. 2, 3, 4.
There we go. 4 people know Scott. Fuck yes. 4 bro fists. Ow, that fucking hurt like shit. I hit my one knuckle, really.
I think we got 4 for Scott.
Hell yes. I don't,
5.
Man. Hypothetical bro fists.
Nice. 6. It's hard to search Scott because all these people are typing Jason Lee Scott. I'm like, stop.
Oh, God, jerks. I think it's funny, like, I always imagine, like, the samurai, like, people who run the Facebook and the Twitter, like, being really, like, naive and thinking, like, oh, let's promote this children's show, Samurai, and then you get all these super hardcore adult fans that are mentioning people they don't even know. Like, when they said, who's your favorite Samurai Ranger, Cam, they were just like, ah. They're like, Wikipedia, help!
Who's Cam?
All those people were awesome.
Indeed. Good times. All right, that done be it.
All right.
That done be it.
Done be it what?
So, Hito die! Scott, no!
What the hell is that?
That was the understudy.
I didn't get my mobile. Hold on. It's like on the floor or something. Here it is. Hold on. The understudy? Yeah. Can we get the Undertaker instead?
That hurt my throat.
Well, stop swallowing so much.
Super Hero Time! Go Kaija! Asimaru!
Kya Menlaida! Fools! Alright, so, like Brian, I never check what number we're on. 38. Alright, so the last episode involved Joe fighting Yes Boss and Oily with his big robot pwning the Gokaijers, Marvelous hitting the eject button for the other 5 while he's like, I'm gonna go down with the ship because I'm special and a douche. And they're all like, no, Marvelous! this? And then he's lying dead face in the ship. So they're all split up. I'm Luca and Hakase. They're together. And they're like, we gotta go find Marvelous and hope he's not dead face. And then Joe's like, I gotta find Marvelous, hope he's not dead face. Oh, fuck, it's yes, boss. And then Guy's like, I gotta go find Marvelous, hope he's not dead face. I'm like, all right, that's what I heard. I stopped listening halfway through. And so Joe starts to fight Barazorg again. Because that's pretty much all this episode's for, is to be epic fighting between Joe and Barazorg. And the other three run into Guy, and then I think Guy cries at some point. I don't know. He was being a little bitch. Luca had to slap him. She's like, man up. He was like, I don't wanna. She was like, man up.
Man.
And she kneed him in the balls. And then said, now man up. He's like, okay. But yeah, so Joe fights Barazorg, and he likes just like pones him. Like, he's shooting that wave slash at Joe, and he's like, I absorb it. Rawr! And then he blasted one back at him, and he blew up and died. And then he's like, she's no senpai. And he seriously said that word, like, phrase like 6 times in a row.
She's no senpai.
He did, didn't he? He remembers. He's like, just kept saying it. I'm like, please stop. I know his name. Stop it. And
Shido.
Yeah, she's no senpai. And Marvelous is unconscious on the ship. But then he has an out-of-body experience where he sees Akaretto. And he's all like, I'm Aqua Red. I am badass. Because I am red squared.
I'm red, red.
Red, red. And he's like, Marvelous is like, sup. He's like, you're stupid. He's like, what?
Sup. You're dumb.
He's like, your team doesn't need you to be their babysitter, ass. I mean, sure, that one kid's really hyper and is like, so man got super sentais. But seriously, you need to stop, you know, treating them like little kids and they'll be fine. It's like, okay, I guess so. Guess that's what being a pirate's all about, seizing your dreams and whatnot. And he's like, yes, good. Now watch, they get on a conveyor belt and slowly fade away into the distance. Waves. Bye.
Bye.
That's how I imagine Matt saying bye to Dawson at the end of the Morphicon. Bye.
Bye.
Anyway, back to the show. Literally 15 seconds after that, Joe has not a body experience with Barazorg, but he's now Shigeru no Senpai. And then he tells him to man up, because now Joe's crying or something. And he's like, man up, bitch. Get up. And they talk for a while, and then Joe's like, I gotta go find Marvelous now. So he's not all dead face. And we see Navi, and she's like pecking at Marvelous's face, like, wake up! Wake the fuck up, bitch! And then he wakes up. He's like, stop it. He's like, I'm not dead yet. But you might be if you don't stop pecking me, bitch. And he grabs her and he squeezes her really tight. He's like, ow, it hurts. You're choking me.
I'm not bird.
She's like, I don't go to Penn State. That's awful. That's that's awful. Where was that? That's awful. I know. So Marvelous is like, let's do this. And he turns the ship back on with his key. They go flying, and Joe meets up with the other four, and then they get attacked by the Zangyak because Oily's like crying because Barazorg's dead. He's like, no, no one to say yes, boss, anymore. And he's like, get my ship ready. I'm going to kill them with the big robot. And so they get the robot. And meanwhile, the Gokaiders are going to go fight the Zangyak. And the Gokai Galleon appears and goes, ba-doom, 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 ba-doom. That's canon sounds. I got to
like
describe
canon, like the storyline?
No, canon, like the weapon. And you load a giant ball into it. And you put some gunpowder in. You light it. And it goes boom.
Okay, balls. I get it.
Right, balls. And so Marvelous rappels down with his rope, and they're like, Marvelous, you're not dead face. And he's like, nope, just Chuck Test another realistic mount. And they're like, let's do it. And
they transform. Shit. Sorry.
You're right?
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
And so they transform. They pwn the living hell out of the Gormans, and then those Dogorman guys appear, and they're like, bitch, we kill yous. And so they pwn him, and they go kite Galleon Buster, and like, let the charge! Rising Strike! At some point, Guy went gold mode. I don't know when.
It never happened, and I was so joyed.
I know. I thought I fell asleep. I'm like, I don't remember falling asleep. What happened?
Like, yeah, I was so happy. I'm like, they didn't do the transformation. Yay!
And then he's like, Gokai Legendary! And they blow up. And then the robot comes out and like, oh, shit. So they get their mecha out, and Guy's like, I got this. Triple Drill Dream, bitches. Let me spin my wheels. And nothing happens with the wheel spinning. Just he like brushes them off, and they're like, let's do this. They're like, Gokai Magi Bindo. And like, when did they get Magi Dragon? Where'd he come from?
When did they get this weird thing?
And that didn't work. And then they're like, Furamaru. And then that didn't work. And then they summoned Wild Tiger, but he wasn't wild enough, and he got slapped in the face. And then they're like, we're going to keep fighting and seize our dream and do piratey things. And then their keys glow, and they're like, oh, hey, look, we got our own greater power. Yay. And they pop the keys in, and all three robots glow, Mach Alkan, Gojujin, and Gokaio. And then out of the two big standing ones, the light shoots out of them, and it turns into the Kanzen Engine Soul, which is basically just got the pirate logo, and it's gold, and it's got a rainbow on it. And Wild Tiger's like, oh, you got your own thing. See, you told me you didn't have one. Liars. And they're like, let's do it. And he's like, stick it in me. And I'm like, ew. That's dirty.
That's and they
shove it in him. And then they split apart, and the turn into Kanzen Gokaio, which, even though it doesn't use all the parts, still looks pretty badass.
I'm really hoping, okay.
I'm really hoping my toy looks that cool.
P.S. I won't.
Damn. Thank you for spoiling for me, Brian. Asshole. So, first they do an Operino drill attack. Then they're like, let's use some Dragon Zord finger missiles. And then they're like, let's do an Astro Delta Mega fist shot. And they blow up Oily's robot with him inside of it, and he's all dead face. He's like, no, daddy won't love me if I'm dead. And
daddy wasn't there to change. See, I have seen it, bitch.
Sorry.
What?
It was from Austin Powers Goldman.
Yeah,
Ryan, you haven't seen it?
Much like a long time ago.
She's anyway Austin Powers. Oh, yeah, well, I'm Foxy Cleopatra, and I'm a whole lot of woman.
I'm Dougie. Dead sexy, Dougie.
Dougie! I'm Dougie! Anyway, back to the story, which is pretty much done, because the six of them are all like, oh, we're pirates, and we're cool guys, and we're back on the ship, and we love you, Marvelous, even if you're stupid sometimes. And so they fly off into the distance, talking about how cool they are, and they're a real Super Sentai. And then we see Domerus, and he's all angry, like, ah, they killed Oily. Let me take his body and do naughty things to it now.
Mecha Frieza time.
And then it ends.
Daddy, I blew up the planet. And then Trunks is like, bitch, no. My figure art's coming out. Time to kill you.
I slice your face in half, lols. But it was a pretty cool episode. I really liked the Joe and Barazorg fight. Like, that was one of the coolest things ever. And I'm pretty sure that what Sid wanted to know with the out-of-body experience was, like, how do you rock those zippers so hard with all having that many? Like, you just look so badass, but you have, like, 100 zippers. There's one on his collar. What do you need a collar zipper for? I don't know why I noticed that, but I noticed that while watching it.
Ryan is staring at his neck. He's like, look how succulent his neck is. I just want to suck it for hours.
But
ew. I'm sorry.
But yeah, I mean, and the Kanzen Gokaio and Wild Tiger, and that was fun times, and watching Oily die, and although I was rather intrigued by him being upset over Barazorg dying, normally you don't get that kind of reaction. That
from Oily, we're still searching for the origin of why we call him Oily.
It has something to do with grown-ups and spandex's subs, I believe. That's what Ukiya Seed said after he wanted to know why his site's being called Virus Central. Which, for the record, okay, it's because when you go to the damn site, you get redirected like 6 times. You can't get back to Orange Range, and then your computer gives you a virus alert.
Yes. Mine says your computer attempt on your computer has just been stopped.
I mean, I'm on a Mac and I get paranoid because it redirects me like 6 times through Safari. I keep hitting the back button. It won't go back to the story. Like, it's very frightening. Something with the ads is jacked up and should look into it pronto.
Anyway, about the episode.
Yeah. Like, Dawson can't read our news.
That's why, like, all right, I'll give you the one with the pictures, Dawson. I'm like, okay. Thank
that
you. So there wasn't even pictures, so it was funny. All right, go ahead, Brian. Just give us our thoughts.
I thought it was pretty good. Like, it wrapped up Bearzog and Joe, even though it was kind of like a very sudden ending, but an ending nonetheless. Yeah. And it felt solid, despite being pretty quick.
That's what she said.
The only thing I don't really understand is why I was able to beat him all of a sudden.
Like, because he's
I've got
awesome.
Determination. I'm tired
he's
of this.
He's bigger than him and stronger.
And he's got zippers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The neck zipper. He added that. That's what did it.
Yeah, that's it. It was the neck zipper.
You know what it could be? Is he was just holding back before because he thought Sid was still in there?
Yeah, that's a possibility. Because, like, I mean, if you thought... Well, if you knew that the enemy was your best friend and you thought you could get him back, maybe...
Yeah.
You kind of wouldn't kill him.
And then, what was his name? Yellow Tiger or Lion?
Yellow
or
Lion. Well, that's pretty much what he found out when they met Yellow Lion, is that, like, okay, there's no bringing him back. So, he's like, I'll have to save his soul by beating the piss out of him and killing him.
That's why I agree with Brian that it felt a little abrupt. Like, it's been going on a long time, but just the placement of everything. Like, you found out about him, and then there was a gap of filler, and then you found out that you couldn't get him back, and then there was a huge gap, and then now he's dead.
Yeah.
Like, it should have just been a little more streamlined, so it was like one arc instead of just all these breaks. Sorry, go ahead, Brian.
No, I mean, there was that. everything else was just kind of plain. Kanzen Gokai looks cool on screen. I still don't like the aspect that it's not like a clusterfuck. Like, I don't particularly like the clusterfucks either, but
it's
like, I hate when, like, they don't utilize everything of something.
Especially when you can't put it into something else.
Yeah, because,
like, the legs are sitting.
It's not like if Ultimate Daiboken, like, couldn't take some of the things, like, and you could make Daitenken or something out of it.
Yeah.
But this
is a really good example.
This is a situation where you have, like, Kanzen Gokaio on display, and now you have all these Gokai machines, and then 4 parts of Gokaio, and...
Parts of Gojujin, because all it does is Gojujin's like the arms.
It would just be this T-Rex body just standing there. So,
like, that really bothers me. Like, it does look cool, but...
So, like, I mean, you can play with the toy and you can, like, combine it and say, oh, it's Kanzen Gokai, yay, spinny and rocket arm. But, like, you can't actually put that on display because then you would just be left with a bunch of Gokai machines and a T-Rex body.
Yeah.
So you can't actually display anything like that. You have to split it up into Gokaio and Gojujin and Makalkin and the individual Gokai machines, and that's it. That's all that's part of it. So
yeah,
like that bothers me. But in terms of like design, I think it looks pretty neato. But
neato burrito.
No, go say ultimate. But
well, go say ultimate.
Well, at least
I mean, Ultimate Gosei Great was the best looking combination ever.
Oh,
so.
It was.
I mean,
obviously, just a little tiny mech with a giant ass backpack.
It was the best. It was the bestest. But yeah, I thought it was a pretty good episode. I had fun with it. It kept my interest, and Cool Gadget usually always keeps my interest. So.
Yeah.
Next week's the Mega Ranger tribute, and I'm excited because Mega Red's coming back.
Because this was supposed to be Gokaiger's grand power. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it would be something else to buy, but I almost would have rather their grand power been, like, another mecha or, like, an armor upgrade that just had to do with Gokaiger, because just from, like, a weird standpoint, it kind of bugs me that Goanger's grand power makes their grand power.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like it should be their own. It's kind of like the way Gao Lion, like, doubles up, which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, I just felt like it should have been something unique to them. I'm actually kind of surprised we didn't get
it. And not an engine soul?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Basically. It just kind of felt weird. Like, I see why they did it, and it's kind of clever the way they can get uses out of these, and it's pretty streamlined, but it just, from a personal standpoint.
Yeah.
But other than that, pretty much what Brian said, like, it was a good episode. It kind of, like, closed off what we've been going through and kind of set it up for the last, like, 15 or so episodes for, like, the last arc.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it didn't
If you
set
look
up
at it, I mean, it means they pirated the... The engine sold. See, because they're pirates. I got nothing. I was trying to think.
Oh, sorry. What? Sorry. Somebody just messaged me. I was reading it. Sorry. Say that again?
It's like they pirated the engine soul concept because they're pirates. Oh,
I get it. All right. I'll think of it that way. That way I won't just, like, freak out.
I still don't like that explanation.
Well,
clever.
It's the best I can do on 10 seconds notice.
Okay.
All right. So, are we ready for Forze?
Yep.
Okay. So, we open up with Baby Garen fighting that Jungle Fury monster thing, and then it runs away. And so, when it runs away, it takes the switch from Ring Girl. And so, Suspender Dude comes up to Gentaro. He's like, I know that you set the place on fire. I'm totes taking you by your ear. And then the hot chick's like, no, don't do it. He's like, okay, I want to have sex with you. And then she questions the witch's coven. And they pretty much admit to causing the fire. And she just lets him walk away. So, good system they got going over there.
Yeah, it's a great system.
So Gintara and Hina go to the Ring Girl's place to find her without makeup. So she flees. And then she's like, you can't see me without makeup. I'm going to put some football mud on. And then she goes all emo. And she's like, I want to go to the moon because it's the only place people will accept me. I'm like, this is stupid and forced. Like the moon part, at least. So she's like, well, fine, let's just go to the moon. And then he transforms and sends her to the moon. He's like, see, he's nothing special.
Kidnaps her.
Like, I thought they were going to go straight to the moon. I'm like, wait, she needs to breathe. And then I didn't know that, like, I see what they're going for to make it seem instant, but then they cut to them at the locker. It almost would have been funny if they would have just cut straight to the moon. So then she gets accepted into the Kamen Rider Club. They're like, see, this place is filled with douchebags. You'll fit right in.
That's pretty much what they say, and it was hilarious.
So then she's like, take me to the switch. She's like, it's in a creepy hand in an abandoned classroom. I'm like, okay, let's go there. So then they all get tied up, and then they're like, how did you get out? And they're like, oh, it was just Frylock, whatever his name is. Frylock? I don't know, that name just came out.
Protochokin?
No, yeah. No, you're good. You're good.
So they trick the Jungle Fury Monster Girl, and they take the switch, and just as she's about to hit Ring Girl, Gintaro shows up, and he's like, I'm going to go Eric States. And he's like, let's do this one off. And then he's like, let's do this one-on-one. And then he's like, nope, I got my witches. And he's like, you're a cheater, bitch. And then luckily Power Dizer saves the day. And they're like, he didn't even say his name this time. Power Dizer. Damn it.
Oh, that was funny.
So then he goes Baby Garen. And
Baby Garen.
And then he absorbs all the attacks in his tiny little switch and defeats her. And then all the girls get away with arson and attempted murder. And... So then they officially bring Ring Girl into the Kamen Rider Club, and they're like, all right, at least we have the Zodiac Switch! And then she throws it into the lake, and then they all fall in, and it ends. So...
At least we have the Switch!
That was so stupid, because I was just thinking, like, do they still have it? Are they going to study it? And then I saw her throw something in there, and like, they didn't show up, and I'm like, yep, that's it. Anyway, like, it was an okay episode. Like I've said before, I don't like when I'm watching Forza, it's not like other shows you can watch where it's like grading. It's just I have a hard time looking forward to it, and there's just nothing special about it when I watch it. Her development of Ring Girl was actually like I'll say interesting, but it was more of a I think like Chris put it good is more believable of a character change.
Yeah,
like kind of like the typical I don't have friends, no one accepts me, and then like we accept you, and she's like, oh shit. I thought the whole wanting to go to the moon thing was forced upon, like, trying to make it meld with the theme of, like, I thought that, but,
Be popular.
And
be popular!
That was fantastic. That's probably my favorite scene in all of Forza. But yeah, it was okay. It closed out the arc nice. It was kind of, like, weird, a weird place for that break, because I forgot what happened last time, and we just kind of pick up.
Yeah.
At the resolution, so it would have been nice if we could have finished it and started fresh, but it was alright for me.
It's alright. I liked it. I thought it was good. I have to agree that she does look better without all that creepy goth makeup.
I thought she was cute.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give her a hug.
What else was there? Like, it was a gum. It was really...
It was a gum.
No, I liked the episode. Fire States poning things. You know, that was cool. And I like how she, like, knew things about, like, could do stuff with the switches. I was like, oh, he's And it was like, it was him though. Like, that's what I thought was cool. It was like, she's all like, they're like, oh, look, Fire Estate's baby Garen can do that. And they're like, she's like, no, he is.
Yeah, I thought that was, like, gives her a purpose. Cause, like, when you look at it, like, she doesn't really have too much. She's kind of like me. She doesn't really have a purpose. But, like, for some reason, she can understand the switches, so it kind of gives her a purpose. Mew still doesn't have a purpose, but whatever. We'll deal. Yeah.
It's aight. Now they got the Glee Club together, they better get some shit together.
But I loved how they were just, like, making fun of themselves, like...
Yeah, like, oh, I'm an egotistical douchebag, but I love... No, that came out wrong.
I love to suck dick, and we know. That's why we love you, Mew.
I thought you were talking about Jake.
Him too. I was waiting for him to be like, I'm a drug addicted pothead. I'm like, yeah.
Oh well. But yeah, I thought it was a pretty entertaining episode of Forza. I think it was an improvement over 9. 9 didn't hold my interest at all, but 10 did, so...
Yeah, definitely better than...
It was an improvement.
I definitely think that now that they have the team together, that I hope we get a little bit better of a story going.
Yeah.
Like, at least something, like, some kind of something in the background to keep me wanting to come back. Like, I have to, but, like, just something that keeps me interested.
Yeah. But
I liked how they pretty much, like, you know, worked together or whatever, at the, like, with the fight and stuff. That was... I kind of liked that. I don't know about you guys. How you felt about that. But,
like, I like the idea of how they all, the club supports them and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just like, because these episodes have been pretty dull. Like I said, they're like watered down double mysteries, but with high school, and I just hope we get something going that's a little more interesting now that they got everything together.
Hopefully.
Although, I did notice that, like, I don't know, what am I trying to say? This is probably I don't know. What are you trying to say, Jedimon?
I'll just wait for you to figure out what you were trying to say.
Okay, no. When the witches chicks are going around and they're like, oh, we burn things and we kill people, Suspenders boy over here was like a terrified little child.
I don't know what's up with him. Like, I feel like we're supposed to be cautious of him, but I think it's like a trap.
Like, that's yeah. The thing is like...
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Well, the thing is, like, he's all like, I'm scared face. And then, like, the hot teacher chick's like, I do not fear you, small girls. And, like, so it's almost like, I don't, either he really is the Scorpio Zodiac and is just putting on an overacting job of, like, being like, I don't know what's going on around here. Or it's this other lady. Is pretty much what they've led you to believe. Because somewhere somebody said, if you take and rearrange her name,
yeah,
it basically says, I am the Scorpion or something.
Yeah.
Like, I am Lord Voldemort?
Pretty much.
I read that, and it's like, it's legit. Like, it's a sorty something or another.
Yeah, it's like, I am the Scorpion. You're like, oh, fuck.
Wait, who is this again?
The
hot teacher chick.
Oh, hot teacher.
The other teacher. There's only
that's
two.
What that's what I thought you were talking about, but then I thought you were talking about someone I wasn't paying attention to.
No. But I don't know.
Yeah, so I did find that very interesting this episode, though.
Like, and I know I always laugh at it, but I seriously think there needs to be slight repercussions for these crimes. Like, even if they're just like, you need to go to rehab. You just tried to kill, like they were going to set the whole fucking school on fire. And they get a slap on the wrist?
They, like, laughed off.
People freak out if you bring a water gun to school.
They're like, don't burn down the school. Okay, I won't.
Here, like, a five-year-old brings a water gun and the police tackle him. It's ridiculous.
They're like, well, when they wake up, we're going to make sure to tell them to get a real hobby. Like, what?
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're like, oh, get a hobby. Like, yeah, don't burn shit down. Get a hobby.
But, yeah, that... So, I mean, that's just really... unbelievable, but, you know, whatever. But I don't know, and I love how they keep editing the opening to having, like, all the switches. So, like, now the opening shows, like, all 20 switches, and they threw in baby Garen in there next to Eric States, and so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the opening gets when the more states are revealed. There's like 7 Forzays on the screen.
Well, Magnet States will be there soon. There probably won't be 7 Forzays. Those 40 fucking switches.
I think there'll just be 3 more. I think there'll be the Magnet, whatever the water is, in the final. That's my prediction.
Maybe I'm hoping movie. There's a water. Another I'm movie hoping there's a water form. But yeah, there'll probably be 2 to 3 more. But that's fine. And then Meteor will have to show up in the opening some kind of way.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that he brings something special to the show that keeps me a little more interested too. Like kind of like Date did for Rose.
Yeah.
He's just another great reason to get into it.
I mean, his suit's already cool. His belt and his gear, from what we see here, they're okay. They're not like super awesome. But they're okay too, and so hopefully he can bring something in and have some cool stuff going on. I was actually hoping that they were not going to throw the Zodiac switch into the river, and that was going to lead to more stuff. Like,
yeah,
couldn't you just like go get it?
Yeah, like
river can't be that deep.
Isn't there a scuba switch? Come on, scuba
steve. They have a giant robot. They could.
Yeah, they could just go under there.
Smash it.
Get in there, tank.
You know, like
it'll probably come back in an episode later somehow.
Yeah, like I'm hoping they get it and like study it, and then like we can find out stuff about them that way, or maybe that ends up becoming something they find a way to like purify it, kind of like with the Gaia memories. Mm-hmm. And then that
I'm wondering if there's going to be a Switch toy.
The thing about that is they don't do anything different.
Yeah, like I was thinking about that too. Is they would probably just make that like energy sound, and then it would just say last one. But yeah. I could see them doing one like they did with the Gaia memory, but it still wouldn't be as interesting.
Yeah, because the Gaia memories all said different names, but this doesn't say like Orion and Alter. It just says, you know, click. Lost Duan. It goes click, and then at the end it goes Lost Duan. Yeah.
Maybe they'll do a Gashapon or something. I don't know.
Maybe. But it won't do anything in the driver.
That's another video for Zeron to do. Am I doing this right? He's all circular. He's trying to do it in square.
But, yeah, I don't know.
So, shall we venture off to the digital wild?
Yes, let's go. Let's get in the
DeLorean. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so it's time for Squeaky Chair and Retrospective Random Rambles with Digimon Season 4 Frontier. So this season, we have Ryo joining the cast yet again, except this is after he finished Season 3, he went on to make the RR site, and then he went to the Frontier world. That's exactly what happened. Yes, Ryan's story. No, I'm kidding. Okay. So
it's the entire season.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. That's the way I saw it. I don't know what you guys watched. Anyway, so a quick summary. We got these 5 kids, Takuya, Zoe, Tommy, JP, and Koji. Yes, I almost forgot them. So they all get these detectors that morph from their cell phones, and they get transported into the digital world. And rather than having Digimon partners, they transform into the Digimon, kind of all Sentai-like. So at the beginning of the series, we just have them kind of discovering their armor forms and getting used to them, and eventually getting together with Koji because he's a douchebag at the beginning. He wears a scarf on his head. I don't know what that's about. But
it's called a bandana, jackass.
No, it's a scarf, Dana. No, okay, I took it too far. Okay. Okay, so eventually they're confronted by the other half of the legendary warriors, which are controlled by nothing, just evil, I guess. And they have beast spirit forms, and they pwn the shit out of them. So then they subsequently get their beast spirit forms to match them, and they fight, and eventually run into the dark spirit, which is Koji's brother, Koichi, who was fabulous working stunts. And then after they purify him, they go to take on Cherubimon, the mastermind of all this, or so they think. They defeat him, and then he's like, "You probably thought it was over." Nope. Just Chuck Testa with another realistic Lucemon. So they discover that Lucemon is the big bad, and they have to stop her royal knights, or his royal knights. I don't know. I think it's a shim. And they have to stop the royal knights from scanning out the digital world, and they pretty much just fail at it and get their asses kicked for like 10 episodes or whatever. Yeah. But then they eventually finish it up, and then they fight Lucemon. They're like, "We can't do it." And they're like, "But then we can become Neo Omnimon." And then they do it. And they win, and then Koichi's at the hospital, and then it ends. According to Brian, that's what happened. Just ended so suddenly.
It did.
They were at the hospital and then they're like, bye.
They're at the hospital and then Koichi's just laying there going, because that's the sound that dead people make. And then there's like, Koichi, you can do it. And then their detectors like vanish and then whatever. He's all like, Koichi, yay. And then everyone's like, yay. And then it ends.
And then they're like, bam, 5-year hiatus.
And then it's like gone forever. I'm like, well, what a way to end Digimon.
But on the local UPN station at 4 a.m. morning.
It was on right after my middle school.
But that makes it sound like it was scheduled specifically after your middle school.
Like, I got out at, I don't even remember, 3-something maybe? Maybe, I don't remember. And it was on at like 3:30 or something. It was like perfect timing if I got home fast enough.
Mine was scheduled at 4 a.m. on a random station, because this is right after Fox Kids died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really see it until it came on Jetix.
Jetix! That's why it took me until, like, a couple days ago to actually watch the ending of the show.
Oh, Brian lied. He said he'd seen it before. I want to know.
I said I think I'd seen it before. I said I don't know for sure. I know what happens because I read.
You're like, I thought it was the one with that little duck-lipped thing. No, that was Monster Rancher. I forget that guy's name.
Mochi?
Yeah, that's it. Man, that takes me back. There was an eyeball that was like that small soldiers.
That was Suezo. Suezo was the eyeball.
And what was Darulumon? There was like a Darulumon guy.
Tiger. His name was just Tiger.
Tiger. Man, that was creative. Okay, so Brian, kick it off with story then.
All right. So I actually just watched this over the past 2 weeks. So yeah. this is fairly fresh in my head. But like the story was really well thought out. I just think it was very prolonged and quick at the same time. It's a really weird thing. But like I feel like they got to Cherubimon too fast. But at the same time, like right after that fact, like everything with the Royal Knights of Two just dragged on and on and on.
Like, do you mean when they got to Cherubimon too fast, like once they got to that point, or like, because that was from the beginning of the series.
Yeah.
I mean, from the beginning of the series,
you know,
like,
I never.
When they was introduced. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I never really thought it went too fast, but I agree with the knights going on and on.
It probably just felt to me like it was going too fast because I was watching them rapidly one after another.
Like, yeah, I watched them 5 days a week because that's the way it aired in Jetix. But
so I mean I was watching like chunks in one day, so it was kind of like, oh bam, we're already at Cherubimon. Oh, the WTF.
Because it seemed like it stretched a little bit because they went through the whole, like, oh, where are we? Blah, blah. And like, then they got attacked by those things.
That's,
and they're like, hey, look, a village. And
this is just a show at ADD, I swear to God. But like, I think that's one of the things that makes it feel like it was prolonged. Because like, there really wasn't much in that middle section.
Uh-huh.
Because it was just like, oh, get to the forest terminal. Okay, get to the Rose Morning Star. There was only, like, two things that happened in that sequence. I mean, there was a lot of little events, like defeating all the other dudes. But, like, in terms of, like, overall purpose, like, it kind of felt like it dragged a little bit in that aspect because there was only, like, two things they were doing before Cherubimon.
Yeah.
Get to location A and get to location B.
Right.
On trains. Lots and lots of trains.
Lots and lots of trains. Buffalo trains, angler trains, ball trains, mole trains. Lots and lots of Trailmon. Not to be confused with Locomon. But anyway.
I actually got confused with that.
Like, wait, didn't we already have a train? This is like, Locomon's an ultimate, though, if I remember correctly, so.
What was Trainmon?
I think Trailmon's a
Trailmon.
Champion.
Trainmon.
He's a champion.
Oh, but didn't they not have levels in this one either? Well, I mean, they did.
They
you
did.
You could tell what everything was.
Yeah.
Just don't even listen to me.
Because things digivolved in this season, but they didn't really, like, specify what was what. They're just like, oh, he's a super awesome Digimon.
Didn't Candlemon digivolve to Wizardmon or something like that?
Am I making that up? Yes, it did.
Okay, that's what happened. Okay.
Something to lead you up to Miramon, according to my cards. God. All shenanigans.
But I mean, in terms of like the overall like plot and storyline of the show, I think it was actually really well done. Yes. And I did really like it the second time around. Like, I was a little bit bitter towards it starting, because it's still one of my lesser favorite seasons because of things that we'll get into later, I guess. But as far as the story is actually concerned, I had a real good time with it.
Yeah, like, I agree. I thought it was a pretty good story. Like, it kind of reminded me of the first season in the sense that it was kind of the similar concept of them showing up, not knowing what they're doing. And kind
yeah,
of
just went back adventure. To the basics there.
Yeah. Yeah, with the exception of, like Brian always mentions, it lacked that, like, Digimon partner and human bonding thing. So mm-hmm. it just had Pokemon and Neymon running around like, oh, blimey! Like, that's all they did the whole time. And didn't they have a book or something they were always reading? And they're like, Patamon needs a diaper!
Patamon had to be like his Papamon.
But I thought it was well thought out. Like, I felt like it probably could have ended at Cherubimon. It feels like the Royal Knights thing was tacked on at the end. Like, oh shit, we wrote this really quickly, so let's just add this. But otherwise, it felt pretty good. That sounded wrong. Like, I liked it because it didn't give this weird-ass vibe like the end of Tamers. Tamers went, like, creepy. And then it went, like, super creepy. And it went, like, never sleep creepy.
And then it ends.
It just got weird fast. Like, what
that's
happened?
What I kind of liked about it. It was more mature, I guess.
Yeah.
I like that, the stakes felt really high at the end of the season. I don't know. I think it's because, like, the actual humans were doing the fighting.
Yeah.
So, like, in all these battles, it felt like the stakes were a little bit higher because, like, the humans' lives were at stake.
Yeah.
As opposed to when the Digimon are fighting, it's like, oh, the Digimons are at stake. They'll just get reborn into an egg.
Yeah. And because when they're just Digidestined, they're just holding the Digivice really hard, like, you can do it! Or scanning cards. Or...
Well, that's what the other four became. But
yeah, well, yeah. They were great cheerleaders.
I loved the Takuya and Koji show. It was fantastic.
It's the best show there is, except for Chuck.
I guess we can talk about that right here, the Takuya and Koji show aspect.
Yeah.
So this later on in the season, when they were in, I keep wanting to call him Seppukumon. That's not his name. Sakakumon, I think.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Mercury,
the mirror thing.
Yeah, right? Mercurymon's beast spirit.
Oh, that giant from samurai slash Shinkenger.
What?
That monster. Are you talking about the mirror? The beast spirit thing that looks like a bunch of eyes? Is that what we're talking about?
It's just that like, long ball thing.
Yeah, there's that monster. With a
okay, I know what you're talking about, yeah. That guy reminded me.
Hexagon shapes or anything.
That guy reminded me more of Eye Guy, but anyway.
Oh, okay.
when that element happened, we were introduced to Fusion Evolution, which consisted of combining the human and beast spirits. And only Takuya and Koji got that ability. So they're like, okay, it's their cool, awesome form, then only they can do it's like War Greymon and Metal Gurumon. Okay, whatever.
And they didn't have to get shot with arrows.
And so then later on, we get introduced right after one of the battles with Cherubimon, or Fanimon upgrades their Takuya and Koji's detectors, so then they can. God, what the hell was it called? Not fusion.
Super duper evolution.
Brings up Wikipedia.
Damn it! I'm struggling to think of it before. It's like a challenge.
I'm not.
Where is it?
I'm not looking this up at all. Unified. There we go.
Yes, there we go.
Unified evolution.
I'm gonna pretend I thought of it.
That was Unity Execute Unified Spirit Evolution. There we go. And so then they could turn into Emperor Greymon and Magna Garurumon. So then they're like, oh, they got another power-up, woo! And then they all can do the fusion dance together and make Susanoomon, Omnimon 2.0. So, like, at that point, Takuya and Koji both had two forms that the other people didn't have, mostly because they needed the other spirits to each Emperor Greymon and Magna Garurumon both needed 10 of the 20 spirits in order to do their evolution thingy. So it made sense for not everyone to have that form, but I don't see why they couldn't have had everyone be able to do the fusion evolution.
There's pictures of what they look like by the cards. Like I think Jet Sylphimon's, what's her name? Moe. What's her name? I just said it. Zoe? Yeah, there we go.
Moe.
Like, hers looks fine, but like, JP's turns into like an organic looking beetle, and Tommy's is a giant penguin with two giant popsicles, if I remember right.
I remember that some bitch.
Like, I'm like, that's stupid. Like, I'm glad they didn't use that. I think that Koichi's looked cool, but I agree they should have done it, but they should have not made Tommy's
Koichi's was available in the toys, actually.
Oh.
Like, in his toy that had like the body, and then you could do the human evolution or the beast evolution. You could actually combine the two to do his fusion evolution, even though it was never used in the show, which looks really cool, by the way.
Yeah, it did. Compared to Tommy's penguin, it's like, it doesn't even look like those.
That was used in Cross Wars.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, oh, I don't remember that.
I should have come in here with research. You guys, like, know stuff I don't know.
That's how we would feel if Chris was on this podcast.
I know. Chris is like, well, actually, the third director sat in this chair that was yellow. Except for the British accent. And then he'd be like, oh, my, yes.
Rhino Kabuterimon.
Is that one I was talking about?
That's
all beast,
stupid
like?
Looking.
Yeah. Like, I wish they would have done it just not like that. I had pictures of what they could look like in my head, which I can't really show because they're in my head. Kind of like Brian's Vemon.
Like, the thing about, like, Aldemon and,
Beowulfmon. That's it. He's a movie effort.
Like, they combine elements of the two spirits, but, like, Rhino Kabuterimon, looking at this picture, doesn't combine elements of anything.
Yeah, only Jet
I know the penguin doesn't.
Unless they're in the popsicles frozen. No.
Jet Sylphimon kind of does a little bit.
Like, at least maybe. She looks like one of them.
Kind of. Sort of. Not
but
really.
I agree that they just should have done something with that. Like, I didn't mind them having the Emperor Greymon and Magna Garurumon on.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that if they were actually going to use them in the show, they would have looked different. Because, yeah. These are just kind of pulled off of, like, cards and stuff. So, I don't really think that was what actually would have been it if they were going to do it in the show, but...
Except for maybe Jet Sylphimon.
You're just in love with that Jet Sylphimon, man. It's a pinwheel,
isn't
it?
Well, I'm just saying, because, yes, it's the pinwheel. It just gets me all excited. It spins.
That's why you like Furimaru so much.
Oh, fuck it. Get him over there sitting behind Gojujin being all adorable. Too bad we'll never see him again.
Yep.
In the show. But like, other than that, that really didn't bother me that much because
it didn't bother me until later.
Because like, that's the way it was with Tai and Matt were the only ones that had upgrades, and the others ran around like, oh shit, we can't do anything, we're just running. Sora got all depressed for no reason. We've already been over this. But like, I guess because everyone makes such a big deal about it, like they do with like Mystic Force, I just tend to go against it.
Like, it didn't bother me, but it was more of the fact that I wanted to see more Digimon.
Yeah,
that was probably honestly the only thing.
I think they just stopped
really.
Caring. They're like, Digimon's fired. I'm like, no, and they just stopped caring.
How's a brand fired?
I don't know. I don't know terms.
Good times.
What the heck? Jet Sylphimon has a jet on top of her head?
Yep.
Really?
Hence jet.
It's like Forza.
I didn't believe you at first. And a pinwheel?
I'm just making up stuff. Wait till you see the penguin, though.
Oh my god. It just stopped caring.
Pretty much. At some point, I want to talk about the ancient
ancient ones,
legendary warriors.
The voice ones.
Oh, I don't know what else to stick. What? Why are you laughing? It's
ancient Troyamon. Because they don't know how to spell Trojamon, but whatever.
I don't know where else to talk about this, but like I know I've seen on some like forums or like random fan sites where there was a theory, which it's only really a theory. It could fit except for like the time period of cell phones and stuff, but where Frontier is the prequel to Adventure, where they're the first Digidestined that they talked about, like in all the flashbacks.
I could see it sort of.
Yeah,
like if they didn't have like the cell phones and then the time period setting, like I think that would actually work pretty well with like the spirits being like ancient Greymon and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But that would have been cool if they did it. But I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, it definitely would have been like a pliable plot device. Like you said, if it wasn't for the fact it was a cell phone thing.
Yeah, even
unless she plucked people from the future.
Oh man, crazy time travel shit.
Just solved this problem. Got time force shit going on here. Anyway, I think that's about all I have to say about the story.
That's about all? Yeah, that's good. Anything else we need to say? We can wrap up in final thoughts.
Yep. Alright, so now for characters. Good old Takuya.
Yeah, he's Takuya. All right, Koichi. He wore a hat with his goggles. He was revolutionary. That's all I have to say. These goggles leave indents in my hair. No one else knows for me.
Okay, so he had a. I don't know where I'm going with this. I liked him, but at the same time, I didn't really like him. I don't know why. Anyone want to elaborate a little more?
No, you keep going. You just
he's just like Ty, in my opinion.
Like, he was exactly like Ty. He was like, I know everything. Let's do this. Charge friendship.
With
yay.
The voice with Matt.
Yeah, with Matt's voice. He was Ty with Matt's voice. That's awesome.
That's what it was? Damn it. Now he's ruined for me. Thanks. It's like American Yusei's ruined for me. That's Tristan. Don't even try to play that off. Well, he's pretty much just a generic, like, leader Red Ranger type. He's basically... I feel like he was a little bit less... I mean, I haven't seen it as recently, but I feel like he was a little bit less rash than Ty was.
He was pretty rash.
Well. The word rash just sounds
funny.
Like,
it was like there was a rash. Whole, like, episode dedicated to the fact that
he's rash.
Takuya was basically rash as hell, and Koji hated it.
The episode was called Takuya's Rash as Hell. How did you miss that? I don't know. Maybe it's because I forgot I was going with this. Oh, I was going to say maybe it's because him and Ty, like Ryo said, is they're pretty similar, but Ty just sticks out more because he was the first.
Yeah,
and because he's Ty.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
Simon, because he's the first.
But he's not Kudo.
His name is a clone.
He's not Kudo motherfucking Taiki. That's all that matters. Taiki is the only one that matters now. Such, like, in-depth, mature discussions. Like last time, I think we just laughed at shit last time.
He definitely changed a lot throughout the show. I mean, by the end, he was still kind of hard-headed and, yay, friendship, we can do it. Happy fun time.
Uh-huh.
But, there was times where he was really close to, like, giving up.
Yeah.
Which I felt showed that he wasn't all hard-headed and, yay, happy fun time friendship, we can win.
Even with the hat.
Even with the hat and the goggles. But, I can appreciate that his character actually developed and changed. Like, I feel that's a little bit of a step up from some of the other peeps.
Yeah. But I liked him overall.
Yeah, I didn't hate him. I just didn't...
I think he's the least memorable of all six of them, or seven, I guess, now, because he didn't have a distinguishable personality trait.
Oh, with the stars. Okay.
Taikaru. Mm-hmm.
But they kind of still put him as, like, the main character still, though.
Yeah.
Along with Koji. So.
Yeah, that's
you can't really forget about him. So.
Yeah, that's actually something to bring up, is the fact that he was the main... It was kind of like when we talked about, Takato and Rika in Tamers.
Yeah.
Takuya shared the spotlight a lot with Koji and then eventually Koichi. in terms of like being main character level.
I keep thinking of like real life Koichi and seeing like him in a picture or something. It's just fun.
I want to see real life Koichi wear like a teal shirt. Like, who wears that really? His outfit consists of teal and like this weird purpley burgundy color. But anyway,
look, the digital world is running short on clothes. They never change them as it is, and they wear giant ass gloves. Okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like you definitely remember him because he's the main character. But like when you stack him up against the others, like he's just kind of the most forgettable in that sense. That they all either have had like a better story, or they had some kind of distinguishable personality trait, like Davis and Tigeru being really obnoxious. They're basically the same person if you think about it.
Like, God, the new season of Crosswords runs so much parallels to Adventure 2. Oh my God.
I know.
Anyway.
So I need to watch 2 episodes.
It wasn't worth it, trust me.
Stupid all video games ever. What, is Cutemon in it again?
No, it just, they were 2 really boring episodes. But.
Oh, well, that inspires me, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Alright, so his thingies. He had Flamon.
That was his, like,
Flamemon, rather. Flamon was the Japanese version, but it was just his little rookie-esque form that he turned into when he went back to the real world to do nothing of importance.
He's like, hey, look, it's the real world.
But he kind of looks like Goku mixed with
Hellboy?
A demon.
He
I don't
looks
know.
Like the cut-off Lawrence. Oh,
actually
shit.
True.
He was only in an episode, so he's not important.
That's probably what they would have used, something like that, if they did it traditionally and the rookies just transformed into shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Agunimon.
Agunimon's pretty cool.
I like him. Mostly because I like red and gold and black and white. And
Brian likes everything.
All the colors that Agunimon
except for
is. Yeah, let's not talk about him.
Sorry, I didn't mean to upset you. But yeah, I like Agunimon. He's really cool. Knee screen. And it attacks Pyro Darts. It's pretty epic.
Pyro Punch, Pyro Darts, Pyro Tornado, and Fire Dash. This tech can only be seen in Digimon Rumble Arena 2. Okay. That's why I never
fun
heard
facts.
Of it before.
That was in a really good fun facts voice. I liked it.
Yeah. Then his beast spirit was Burning Greymon.
Which looks like a bird. What the hell?
Anybody else? It's Birding play? Greymon.
Birding?
Birding?
Never mind.
I got it. I thought it was actually real, and he was called Birding Greymon the whole time. My mind was about to be blown. Like at the end of the All Riders movie, I was like, wait a minute.
Known as Vritramon, and I don't even know how to say that properly. But
not Burning Greymon.
Right.
Which is why he looks like a bird, and he's associated with Greymon. Good job, team.
I like Aldemon the most out of his forms, but I like the way he looks. I like his little machine gun, like fire thingies on his wrist that, like, and then some accurate sound effects right there. But
unbelievable.
But yeah. One thing I did like in this aspect is the fact that he wasn't the first person to get his beast spirit.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of neat.
Shit, who was it? Wasn't it Koji?
It was Koji. No.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, it was Koji.
Koji got both of his firsts.
Because Koji's a boss.
Because Koji's actually the main character of the show.
And his... Fuck. How do I forget basic things? Bandana. There we go. I don't have to use that word all the time. I don't encounter any robbers or pirates. Well, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
Burning Greymon.
Birding Greymon.
Birding. Brooding Greymon.
And I like that. Why did he have a hard time controlling it? Because, like, a goblin was in it? No, he just had a hard controlling in general.
Shamanmon was Burning Greymon first, but they saved him. And Takuya took it, and then he couldn't control it, and then he almost killed Tommy.
Yeah. Tommy! Tommy in his giant ass hat. What did he put in that? Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
But he, everyone except Zoe and Koichi had trouble controlling their
That's kind of a beast spirit cool aspect. Just because.
Right. God, the beast spirit. Oh.
That was very accurate to their thoughts.
Mm-hmm, it was. So then he could fuse into Aldemon, which was basically burning Greymon with Agumon's head. That's basically all it was. But it was which I liked because it had like the human element face with the really awesome burning Greymon body. So I didn't mind that one bit, hence why it's my favorite of the forms. He can fly around, he has machine guns. They go and
stop sorting your coins. Whoever's sorting coins.
That was my necklace, but whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty much just he's got Agunimon's thigh plates too.
Oh man, those are some sexy thigh plates. Don't even get me started. You shouldn't even mentioned it.
And his shoulder guards. Right. Anyway,
does he have Metal Greymon's hair? Because that's apparently an important feature.
Yes, it is.
It's very. It kind of is, sort of. It's like yellow repaint of Metal Greymon's hair.
Yellow repaint, paint hair. So his unified form was Emperor Greymon.
That was pretty cool. I liked it.
Yeah, I like that one. I like that one more than Aldemon, to be honest.
If they wanted to go like one step beyond Mega, that could be a really good evolution for War Greymon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like cool the fact guy. That like no. Every part of his body looks like it's gonna eat you. His shoulders will eat you, his arms will eat you, his knees will eat you, and his feet will eat you. Like every goddamn element of his body will eat you.
Damn.
And if he doesn't eat you, he'll just kill you with his giant sword.
It's badass. He's like, it's like Shinken Red. It's more badass. But I think it's funny that with those two forms, like, it's a combination of, like, half the spirits, and instead of going for, like, a mutant form thing, it just turned you into Greymon. All Digimon equals Greymon. Or Grumon. It's like the foundation of Digimon.
Pretty much. But I'm kind of glad they didn't go for some sort of, like, mutant element. Like, as much as I want them represented, it just would have looked really bad.
Yeah, especially with all the ugly-ass evil other spirits. They're all ugly. They were. They got
and
the shaft.
We'll talk about Susanoomon and Koji's section, so.
Since is he more special?
Well, there's both of them combined, and we kind of make sense to talk about them after we talk about the two elements of them.
I guess. All right, calm
technically,
down.
Technically, Susanoomon was everyone at one point. We'll just talk about Susanoomon at the end, then.
Okay.
Yay, planning in the middle of the recording. So.
Blooper reel.
Nope.
Now you have to put in the bloopers.
No, I don't have to listen to you.
Boom, edited. I don't want to give my secrets away. Anyway, sorry.
Koji Minamoto.
It is the last name. What's Takuya's last name?
Kambara.
Yeah.
Come on now. Sorry. Yeah, Koji had a bandana. I want to point that out again. I got the name right this time.
This was actually, like, the first season to keep all of their last names the same, I believe.
Wow, revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, what about Cross War? That hasn't happened yet. Koji is kind of like Takuya is to Tai. He's, like, new Matt, but with long hair.
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm. Except he did the loner thing at the beginning of the series instead of the end.
And, like, and just like Matt, like, he has family problems.
Yeah. Man.
Man, this is like the same season.
Yeah.
Did you think about this?
But yeah, because his dad remarried, and then said his mom was dead, but his mom wasn't dead. She was just off with
that.
Koichi.
I don't get. I don't get how he doesn't know his own brother, and mom thought was dead, and all that.
I mean, I understand they were young, but you think you would remember that even if you were a little baby.
It's kind of like how Matt and TK are stepbrothers, half-brothers, and full brothers at the same time. I don't know what they were doing there.
Welcome to Digimon, where nothing makes sense. But
I think it's funny that all the fantastical stuff makes more sense than the family dynamics. Family dynamic. I saw a license plate the other day that said dynamic on it, and I just started cracking up.
Car dynamic.
Like, I would totally get, like, a border that just said Gosei or something dynamic. Night dynamic, sure. Anyway, I cannot stop myself. I need to hire somebody to just, like, shock me.
That's why I just let you go. But,
Koichi.
We're
talking about Koji. Yeah,
Koji.
The same person. They look the same. They just cut his hair and gave him a shirt. They look the same, don't
implying
they?
Implying that Koji didn't have a shirt.
You mean you didn't see him shirtless?
Oh, I didn't watch that version.
My God.
So, sounds, yeah. At the beginning of the show, Koji took like a completely different train because he's a loner and was just off doing whatever. I don't know why he thought it was a cool idea just to go off and have an adventure on his own.
He wanted to be like a Pokemon kid.
That's how you get killed, but. yeah, he was pretty much introduced as a badass and then became significantly less badass and more just kind of like generalized lone wolf hero. But I don't know.
He kind of did a similar thing that Koichi did later, is where he was kind of more interesting until he joined the group.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of blended into the background.
Yeah, like, the one thing I did like is that it took him a while
to join.
One, to join, and two, to adjust. It wasn't like instantaneous, you're my friends. It was just kind of a, like, I'm only with you so I don't kill myself. Even though you make me want to kill myself, but it'll work in the end, I promise.
They're just like, okay, let's go catch some fishes or something.
But I really liked Koji.
I actually liked him. It's just, I feel like with most of them, there's just not a whole lot to go like deep into.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing about these characters, is that they weren't completely... Why do I always have to say the word dynamic? I hate it. But,
It's Ghost Ager that ruined it.
Like, I mean, they grew, but their growth was pretty much just, hey, I'm not who I was anymore.
They were kind of superficial.
Like, like, Takuya wasn't as hard-headed by the end. Koji realized that being a emo badass isn't cool. And like,
except it is. Except the emo part.
JP realized that he shouldn't be an asshole. And Tommy realized that being a kid's stupid. And then Zoe realized that being an asshole isn't cool.
You should wear that.
And Koichi learned that he was dead. But, spoilers! But, it was just kind of like a gradual change to the opposite, as opposed to like a full-on like shift in character. I think it was just kind of like turning like a piece of paper over, as opposed to like folding it into a beautiful crane or something.
And man, you're really like deep there. Anyway, I was gonna add that I also think that rather than having a bunch of different, kind of like Tamers had these individual character stories, I think a lot of it was also about them changing as a group, because they kind of had this like whole theme of friendship.
Yeah, I think group dynamic. Damn it.
Dynamic.
Dynamic.
Changed a lot more than the actual individual characters did.
Yeah, because I think that's what it was more about, was them as a unit instead of individuals.
Because, I think I'm so used to looking at everything from like a character standpoint that I don't really keep an eye on the... What?
You're eating Kit Kat. Is it?
That's a Hershey bar, but you were close. But I'm just not used to looking at like the full team, not dynamic. But I agree that I think that the team changed more than the individuals did. So anyway, finally onto his Digimon forms. Now that we hijacked Koji's discussion to a team discussion, but.
There's that little, like, image, kind of like they have the concepts of their fusions of his little human Digimon rookie thing.
Yeah, I saw cool. that.
It's like a little wolf.
What was it called?
I call him Wolfie, but I don't remember. It's like...
Oh, I'm looking it up.
It's like it was a weird name. You know, like, oh god, I gotta look it up for this guy again, because I'm just sitting here pacing.
Strabimon.
Strabimon.
Strawberry.
Looks like a D. What the fuck?
A what?
That's
looks
a
like D.
And that looks horrifying.
Are you really looking at the same thing? I think it looks fine.
It looks like it's gonna
murder. Are
you
sure you're not looking at a picture of Forza Magnet States?
It looks horrifying.
Wait a minute. Somebody link me. I'm too lazy. That's not so bad. It is kind of creepy, but it's pretty cool. It kind of looks like Lobomon with a monster head.
It's kind of like Werguruumon, except younger, I guess. I don't know. And Impmon.
Yeah, it's like they digicrossed. And they just call it Werguruumon cross up now, apparently.
Werimpmon.
Yeah, or... Yeah, that's good. I can't think of anything else.
Or,
Nope, just check this.
Nope.
What the fuck? X Lobomon? It's not even a repaint. They made this up.
They made this up?
I'm going back to the team.
It's not even a repaint. It's not.
No.
What the hell?
Whatever. Anyway,
it's from the fucking Battle Spirit game.
Oh.
It's unlocked when the game is being with all six characters, either Lobomon, Beetlemon, or Loamon.
Wow, what a cheap reward. Hey, you get nothing. You get the same character with an X in front of it. Man, sad. Anyway, so Lobomon. Not to be confused with Hobomon. I really like Lobomon. He's like this badass like wolf warrior with a lightsaber. I think the lightsaber would do it for
me. I like anything with lightsaber weapons.
I know. It's so cool.
But,
What the fucking tag is this? Straudl? Is he German? Straudl? I don't even know what that does.
What are you talking about?
Look, he's attacks. Under his attacks, Lobo can do Howling Laser and Straudl.
Oh. I don't have Straudl on my page. Yeah, I'm on the other page.
You know what? We all pronounce it different. I did it funny because it was German.
I don't have that on mine either.
Well, that's because I have IE and they give me secret information.
Oh, there we go.
The trouble I go through.
Straudl. It's probably just a grunting noise and they thought it was an attack.
Stupid idiot in the project. But he's so cool. Look at his lightsabers. Don't they store on his back?
Yeah.
X Lobomon.
Light Seeker?
Now that I think about it, X Lobomon's probably my favorite right up there with G3 Mild.
Alright, so anyway, Kendo Garurumon.
Also very cool.
Yeah, he reminded me of Blade Liker.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Mind equals almost blown.
Like, not really in, like, so much design, but just, like, the fact that he has those fin-like blade thingies on his back. Look exactly like Blade Liger. And he's got little thingies on his feet, but...
Yeah.
Anyway.
Lupin the Third Laser.
Pretty cool. And Beowulfmon.
That's just a badass name, even if it is a movie.
Yeah.
I don't remember him saying Frozen Hunter. Twin Blades of Rey. They're just making that up.
He used Frozen Hunter a lot.
Did he?
Yeah.
He only had two attacks, Frozen Hunter and Cleansing Light. What's and then his swords.
People are just making up stuff later. Twin Blades of Rey. It's just two guys named Rey.
I'm on the actual like Koji page, so...
Oh, I'm on...
I only got legit...
This makes it funnier.
I only got legit attacks.
Okay, I'll do the non-legit ones for jokes.
Okay.
Okay. So, he's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like his combination, because... Like I said with Aldemon, like, in fact, I think with this one, it combined, there we go, the two more so than Aldemon just being Burning Greymon with various pieces of Agunimon stuck on him.
Yeah.
Like, this one was actually, let's take as much of Kendo Garurumon as we can, stick him upright, and add Lobomon parts to it.
And his head.
Have a lightsaber.
He's got the thingies on Kendo Garurumon's back instead. Which are, you know, a little bit stronger than light beams, but...
Light beams are badass. Anyway.
What kind of attack is Cleansing Light?
Did he use that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Brian said he did. I haven't seen it in a while. I think we're just to reveal it. Brian's the only one that watched it. We're just playing along. So. it's like that. It's like Windex. With those that commercial with the crows.
Oh, Cleansing... I like how the attack Cleansing Light consisted of a laser and a bunch of missiles, but...
That's how you cleanse people, you kill them. That sounded wrong.
Makes sense.
Affiliated, I work for Dagly Insurance.
Magna Garurumon.
It's pretty cool, like...
He had, like, a...
He's like a jet... He's like a plane attached to him with a Gatling gun.
Yeah.
And he just kind of took it off, like, fuck this. I'm just going to shimmy out of this. Get into something more comfortable. That's his fat form. Yep. Bzz, bzz, Brian, look out. Someone's trying to shave your head.
Well, I'm trying to figure out why my Skype window says I have a... Okay. No, I got it. It was my friend from, like, forever ago. It was literally, like, a month ago. Anyway. Magna Gurumon's pretty cool. He's got, like, a giant gun attached to his arm. That's really about all he's got going for him.
I liked when he shimmied it off and just went lightsaber.
Yeah. He was like, oh, boy, I just need lightsabers and I'm all quick now.
Like, I don't need this little plane thing. Starburst Hunter. Oh, that's like when he hunts for Starburst.
Like, you eat candy.
Feral Fire, Magna Missiles. I remember him using that one. Magna Rockets.
Great. I kind of felt that they downplayed his strength compared to...
Emperor Greymon?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Because he's like, not the Red
They
Ranger.
Pretty much did for a fact. Because here's Emperor Greymon going, I'm awesome, fire, blah, sword, blah. And here's Magna Greymon like, I got missiles. Oh, screw it. I'm done with the armor. Let's just charge in with swords.
Oh, I ran out of ammo. I got one magazine.
Like, that's one thing I didn't like about those two forms is because Magna Gurumon really didn't end up doing too much of anything.
Especially when you just kept on getting, like, Lobomon, then you got Kendo Gurumon, then Beowulfmon, and then you just get Magna Gurumon.
Yeah.
It didn't flow, I guess.
I like how on his Digivolves from it says anyone plus Spirits of Light. Just anyone. It's just open. I like this attack. I don't know if it's on the anime page, but Ultimate Victory. That's just when you just win. You're just like, I'm tired of this. Let's just win. Ancient Gurumon's cool. Spoilers.
I'll talk about him later.
Sorry.
Yeah, you better be. Alright, so that's about it for Koji, I think.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find my way back to the list. I think it's JP next.
Yeah, it's JP.
JP.
Shibayama.
Shibayama Jinpei.
Isn't it in Japanese version? I guess, never mind. I will stop talking now. What says JP? I know there's JB from Famous Jet Jackson. I think there's another character named
JP.
So. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Oh, he's voiced by Steve Blum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, he's cool. That's all we need to know. That's all you need to know. Steve Blum, cool. And he wore, like, this pajama track mechanic
like,
suit.
I liked JP because he was a fat kid, and I was like, I can relate to you. I'm but like, then he wore a jumpsuit, and I was like, I totally don't want to relate to you.
I don't want to wear jumpsuits.
Like, well, it particularly confused me on how he got away with wearing a jumpsuit in Japanese public schools where they wear uniforms, but...
I didn't think about that, really.
Then again, Jake in Forze does whatever the hell magnificent gay he does.
Gintaro's still wearing the Slifer Red outfit the whole time. He doesn't care. Like, I don't want to go obelisk blue, I'll just stay Slifer Red the whole time. But that's what I like, though, is that he's actually... a fat kid. Like, you always have these skinny Japanese kids that wear giant gloves. And this guy actually didn't need giant gloves. He was just giant. But I liked it. They made it more realistic.
I mean, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to go.
But, okay. But when he goes, like, Spirit Evolves, he doesn't look fat anymore.
Yeah.
They like streamline. They don't want to see like the cottage cheese spots and stuff. Like, they don't want to get too realistic. They zoom in and it's all disgusting.
He's just kind of like he's just slightly thicker than everyone else. That's about all. He's a little bit bigger.
He's buff. Like he actually takes it off and he's got all these muscles.
All right.
I feel like he did have development. I just can't remember.
He's actually I think one of the ones that changed the most. Yeah. In my opinion. Not just because he's, like, probably my favorite character of the show, but... I know he's just favorite character. I still haven't decided my favorite character, but... it might be JP.
I don't like him. Jeff will hunt me down.
I just got the whole fat bro connection or something.
You do your hair like him. And
what?
I still think you'd make a good Chuck Testa for Halloween. He's another good costume.
Oh, God. But, he's a complete horn dog.
Is this the 50s? Like, is this the 50s version of RR? Gonna go to the small shop later, like Celery Man wants to? With Bill Murray?
But, like, he started out, he was, like, really just jealous and, like, he kind of hated everyone. He was kind of like Koji, except he just hated everyone instead of just kind of, like, being an all-around emo kid. But, he at least he manned up and stayed as opposed to leaving. And then once he got his spirit, he realized, like, he doesn't need to be an asshole to have friends.
Yeah. Aw, what a lovely lesson.
But, I liked JP.
Yeah, I did too.
Being voiced by Steve Blum helps.
Yeah.
Because Steve Blum is a god.
Steve Blum. He's secretly D. Bradley Baker, I think. See, Koji and Queen are twins. I remember that. See, I know they were the same person.
Duh.
I read it. I was reading.
You think they're not going to be twins?
Well, I just couldn't remember if they were twins or they just looked really similar. Nope. You know what? I don't have to take this.
Anyway, he had Beetlemon.
It was like a Kamen Rider, but not.
Which was nothing like Kamen Rider.
But he's a beetle. He's like Kabuto. He's got eyes.
You know what? That's how he sees.
You know what? Some people don't see with their eyes.
Some people pee with their eyes. But, why did I say that? I have no idea.
I don't know either. I was trying to think of something that sees without its eyes, but I failed. Wild Mutt! He's got that sonar shit going on.
Bats.
Bats? From Fallout?
I meant actual real-life bats.
Oh, I thought you said bats. Like, anyway. real-life bats? Those are mythical creatures. What are you talking about?
His color scheme was interesting. Like a weird bluish purple.
I kind of like Beetlemon's design.
Yeah. He's kind of badass. Like, just the way he pounds everything, that sounds wrong. Like, he just punches everything with electricity. Like, I like electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it, too.
Because it's, like, cool.
He, Beast Spirit evolves, there we go, into Metal Kabuterimon, which is a freaking beetle tank.
Yeah. He just kind of rolls around shooting stuff.
He's got a cannon attached to his head.
He parks in the handicapped and rolls right into the store. I'm sitting here walking all the way back. Cheap. Metal Kabuterimon's pretty cool. I like Beetlemon better.
Yeah,
I like Beetlemon more too, but the fact that, you know, he's a tank helps.
I think his hybrid should have just been like Beetlemon with like cannons on his arms.
Should look like Warpath, but
that'd be pretty badass. And then like replace his regular horn with like that cannon horn.
Yeah.
I just got to fix that. It was the midget under Brian's desk.
It was getting out of hand. But yeah, I liked him. And that's all we can talk about because he doesn't have like cool forms like the other ones.
Yeah. Okay. To Zoe.
Zoe
Orimoto.
She was voiced by Michelle Ruff.
Ruff, Ruff.
I glanced and I thought I saw Michael, but...
Michael.
It's what? Michelle.
Zoe was basically just the female.
Yeah.
The Italian. Show.
She was Italian.
Yes.
Man.
She was an Italian that somehow ended up in Japan.
I can talk Italian with Rapid.
She was born in Japan despite being blonde and then moved to Italy. Lived in Italy and then moved back to Japan.
She knows Mimi.
In the Italian dub, Zoe was born in Japan and moved to America.
They're like, we don't want these beats associated with us. Why'd you say this, my boy?
Why are they like Russian?
Is this the same? They're both communists. Sure, let's go with that.
What?
I don't know. I was trying to say something.
Anyway, I don't really have too much to say about her because I didn't really like her.
She was kind of like Mimi in a lot of ways, but like a little bit toned down. She was, I remember her being really whiny up until the end.
She was kind of whiny, and she was just kind of always throwing around the Italian phrases. Mm-hmm. And like stop.
But stop. Not cool. No one
it's
understands.
Like, no, Zoe.
You sit down.
Yeah, I don't really know what to say. So her description is very tiny in the Wikipedia.
The main female member of the season. Yep. Thumbs it up.
The lone female. She was there so that everyone would have some animated eye candy, even though she's only, according to this, 11.
Oh my god.
That's gross.
There was like a bikini scene I think they cut out.
Yeah, here. They cut it out here.
Yeah. That's creepy.
She had big really boobs too. Kids. Japan is weird.
They have like porns of like 11-year-olds with like huge boobs. That's just creepy now. I don't want to continue. Let's talk about her forms.
Kazemon.
Let's click on her.
I like the name better than
Fairymon.
Fairymon.
Yeah, that is fair. That's just really generic. She's okay. Like, she looks like a futuristic fairy thing, which is kind of cool. She's got like a visor. Come on, what is this?
She kind of looks like when you mentioned the visor, it's like she's wearing some sort of like virtual reality unit on her head.
It kind of looks like those things that Fake Yoli wore last season when she was like, "Oh, there's a bio emerge." And then she types on the keyboard. I'm like, "Well, how do you know what you're doing? There's not even any key distinctions."
She looks like a dominatrix.
Oh God! I can never look at her the same.
Oh,
she does. Just needs a whip.
And it'll be wearing like black instead of pink, but
she's a polite dominatrix.
Oh, okay.
There we go. It's all settled. So does Zephyrmon looks like a dominatrix too. Like a beast dominatrix. She's got a whip for a tail.
Oh yeah.
Oh baby. So that's her scarf, but
it's a whip, if I say it's a whip. It's got a little metal thing whip on the end of it. It's a skip.
Oh god, look at that spirit. Look at the beast spirit. Oh god.
Is it on a Tamaji stand? Thing in the back. It's gonna break.
I think so.
It's kinda weird.
Kazemon's spirit's like in the fetal position and then Zephyrmon's in the like take me now position. But anyway, this turned dirty fast.
It usually does when we land on the female characters. Just saying land on the female characters.
But, pervertedness aside, I think Zephyrmon's design's pretty neat.
Yeah, she did ruin that whole, Greymon.
Yeah, we have Burning Greymon, Kendo Garurumon, Metal Kabuterimon, Koryukakumon, and then Zephyrmon.
Yeah, she ruined it so she can just leave. What was her name? I read it as Shutmon. Shudumon.
Shudumon.
It's like Shudo.
Her Japanese name comes from the word Shutu, who is the Sumerian god of the south wind. Her English name comes from Zephyrus, the Greek god of the west wind. Got it. Kaze means wind in Japan for people that don't know.
You just want to like dumb it down. Her plasma paws? I didn't know that birds had paws.
Plasma paws? I thought that's what she was saying when she said that attack, and I thought it was really weird.
Paws.
But Hurricane Gale made sense when the other one was Hurricane Wave, but...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Natural progression and stuff. And love
tap. And stuff. It's sling for stuff. Sling?
Taps foes with her buttocks to cause temporary feelings of attraction. Yep, that does it. Hip bump. Anyway. I don't know. Let's just go on to Tommy.
Yeah. Tommy!
Tommy Hemi.
That's a great last name.
Tommy Hemi.
Tommy.
No. Himi Tomoki. That's Japanese name.
It's even funnier.
Tomoki Himi.
Jackmon.
Jack.
Flash Jack.
Jack. Flash Jack. What are we doing? Oh, Tommy. Well, God. Yes, Tommy. All right. Hat. Wow.
Yeah, giant hat. He should have stored the food in there like Joe stored it in there.
I always read the YouTube comments when I was watching this. And, like, this one said, Tommy, you're actually mildly cute without the hat. Why on earth do you wear it?
It's like that. People are always making fun of me. You're wearing a conductor's hat, idiot. What do you think's gonna happen? Oh, there's a picture of that dude from, damn it, Cross Wars 2. He's got the same hat, but it's multicolored.
Oh my god, circus. Oh god, he does. That's terrific. It, oh dude, it's god. Tommy grown up.
Yeah, he goes all emo and he's like, I do stuff.
It's the same hat, oh my god.
He just made it circusified.
Mind equals blown.
Like, it's fantastic. It's like, there's like a mutant freak Digimon next to him who notices the hat.
Did you call him Sergey? Is that what you called him?
Me?
Yes.
When did I call him that?
I don't know. I thought I heard you say Sergey.
Sure, let's call him that. Sergey. We'll say it like that. His name's not Sergey.
Whatever.
What is with the style? I've never seen anybody in real life have the style of suspenders that they don't use.
I never realized those were suspenders.
What else would they be? Just straps?
Well, Japan has this thing with straps on pants. Oh. Look at all Final Fantasy games ever.
That's weird.
Final Fantasy outfits consist of zippers, like belts, and straps that do nothing.
Wow.
But anyway. Yeah.
That's the history of straps.
They just sit there and like just zip. They're like... Whatever. Anywho. Tommy is another character that went through a lot of character change because he was the youngest.
Yeah.
So, kind of like TK, he had the most opportunity to grow up, which is something that he actually did. So, that's really all to say about Tommy.
Yeah, that's really all he did. It was kind of like TK, where he just kind of matured to being a competent member of the group and didn't have to have people take care of him so much.
Mm-hmm.
This was just season one.
Yeah, it really is. It's a little bit less people.
And a little bit less Digimon.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Kumamon, the badass war bear.
He had a missile launcher that fired snowballs.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It'll destroy anything. Screw this pyro tornado. Snowball fights for the win.
Indeed.
I like his spirit, how it's just him like without any limbs. And Cory Kakumon is just a ball. Like, it looks like they took Cory Kakumon and put him in a ball and stuck him on the plaque. I really need to get this chair fixed.
Right. I just like how that mutated into Cory Kakumon. It's like a giant yeti with axes.
It's like a bear, like, goat thing. Not goat. What am I thinking of?
It's a chupacabra.
Oh, God, it is! Run!
With dreadlocks.
He's like one of the dreads from Transformers combined. Oh, man. He's got so many different things now. He stole Greymon's feet, though.
He stole Greymon's feet.
I think those are just shoes.
Good little shoes. Yeah.
Yeah, bears and dread chupacabras for the win. Again. Like, I liked his forms. Like, the idea of... It's just really funny how the other four, like, these badass warriors, and he gets this little bear. Like, I guess it made sense for a little kid.
Little bear.
Yeah.
That show was the shit.
But yeah, I liked Kumamon. I liked Cory Kakumon, too. Hence why
was
I would have liked to
of
see...
Snow?
Yeah.
Not Cory Kakumon. Kumamon, because he just, like, crashes into
Yeah, he
thing.
Just kind of goes... And then, like, just kind of morphs.
Peace. Kumamon.
Apparently his, like, clothes are made of snow, too, that are
his
colored.
His Digivolve pose is, like, matte. He's, like, he smiles
He's
at
like,
you.
Ah. Kind of scared me. I skipped the Digivolution segments, but I watched them once, and
through?
Then I just fast-forwarded.
They're, like, execute.
Dude, they were
like,
so
Kumamon.
Long. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We'll talk to that. We'll talk to that.
We'll talk to the
segment later.
Yeah.
It'll give it a chance to have its peace about how I was offended that I never watched it. But, all right, Koichi?
Koichi, go back. He did a lot of good stunt work. Koichi, back to Power Rangers, but they don't really do any stunts on there anymore.
Like, Koichi is one of, like, the characters where he didn't really progress any because that isn't what his purpose was. Like, yeah. He wasn't supposed to really progress any.
It was kind of to bring everything together.
But,
Twin brother.
Shut up, phone.
They're telling him to shut up. I'm like, no. He's just stating a fact.
Jeez.
There's the silence.
I was laughing at something. Anyway.
He
went through a lot. He didn't really change. But, I mean, it'd be kind of suck to end up in the digital world not knowing how the hell you got there. Because the last thing you remember is falling down the stairs.
I want to fall down the stairs and end up in the digital world. Let me go try it.
Okay. See you soon. But I don't know exactly what to say about Koichi. Like, I liked his character and the fact that Crispin Freeman's a really awesome voice actor.
His name's Crispin. Anyway, he's like that bully kid from Daddy Daycare. Crispin Glover. Who, I don't know, he's creepy. He was kind of more like a plot device.
Yeah, and I mean, falling down the stairs, I don't know.
Well, he's little. I don't know.
He's little.
He's got the soft spot. Wait, that's just babies. Okay. I'm just staring at him like, like he's really blank. Like he's like it's kind of like whatever. Wear this shirt. Like it's kind of a neat idea later that they discover that he was half dead. He was like in a coma in the digital world. Yeah. I don't know how that works exactly.
I don't know exactly either. Kinda I like how that. Like they established like he didn't have fractal code. Because every time he got hurt, like, his fractal code wouldn't appear.
That doesn't happen to me either, but, so.
Then, when the time comes, it's like, oh, hey, I made a fractal code. Oh, I'm God absorbed. My bad.
I'm God absorbed. My bad. I feel like there's more to say about him.
Like, I do too. Like, he was such an important, like, plot piece, but that's all he was, really, was a plot piece.
Like I said early on, he was a good, like, plot piece, and then once his story finished and he joined the group, he did kind of blend into the background. I'm like,
he was just kind of, I forgot he was there half the time.
I'm like, oh, hey, who's that guy in the back?
Who's the teal shirt? What the hell?
Like, I'm seriously looking at him and I just see, like, an empty void. It kind of creeped me out a little bit. I need to scroll down. Let's talk about his forms, I guess. So,
Duskmon.
Duskmon's awesome.
He's got a badass sword that comes out. He looks like an evil version of Omnimon in a way.
Yeah.
With two giant heads on his arms.
Mm-hmm. That's what I liked about it.
Belgemon? It's like a vegetarian Digimon.
Duskmon kind of reminds me of like an evil Digimon version of Haseo from .hack.gu, but. I don't know if any of our listeners have ever played that game, but
or me
or watched one of Dot Hack Roots. But anyway, Dot Hack's a good series.
Is that a Vangelis review? Okay, sorry.
Hey, look, creepy.
His attack is Leer. Veltramon, I don't really care for him. He kind of looks like an evil version of Ho-Oh combined with. That other dude, Pokemon.
Mandibuzz?
No. Mandibuzz?
Well, it kind of looks like a vulture to me.
Oh, I can see
that.
Like, it's just, it's a giant. Giant? Fuck it. I don't know words. Shotokus. good times. Okay, well, there goes my train of thought. My trail amount of thought just totally got killed.
See what you did there.
What? Loamon, which is basically Daishimon.
Loamon.
Reused Twitter joke. I mean, honestly, look at it. It's Ryo or Daishi. Like.
Sokato!
Whatever. I'm done talking. I'm not going to talk.
Stopgate?
What? Loamon is awesome.
Yeah, he's badass.
Look Shadow at him. Meteor, and that's, I think, all he did.
Good voice.
Gathers energy in the jaw of a lion head in his chest and releases a burst of energy.
Energy.
Jaeger Loamon. Jaeger.
He's got them moves like Jagger. Look at him. it's on like literally three radio stations at a time. I'm like, I hate you. I hate you. So mad now.
Whatever.
Oh my god. That song is awful.
I think his Japanese name was Kaiser Loa. No, yeah, it wasn't Loamon. It was. Was it Loamon? I don't know. Whatever. They all have German origins. Right. So he's really awesome. I like him.
He's got like cool cannons.
He's Ren Lion.
He is.
Yeah.
They went to the future and ripped all this stuff off. Jerks. Like Star Trek. That's how they did it.
They went to the future, ripped it off, then went back into the future. So Ophanimon took people from the future.
And they made Digimon Adventure.
Ophanimon took people from the future that stole things from the future to make things in the past. Yeah.
You just broke me. Oh, Bokomon wears a diaper too. I forgot.
Well, where do you think it came from?
I forgot. I knew it came from him, but I forgot that. You know what?
All right, so Susanoomon.
Omnimon.
Yeah, basically.
He's like Neo Omnimon.
Like the first two times I think he appeared, like it was just Takuya and Koji, and then at the final battle, they were finally like, oh, let's just combine everyone. That's how it should have been in the first place, honestly. But
yeah.
Because Susanoomon was all the spirits combined into one super awesome Omnimon.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he looks cool.
Come to think of it, that's the way they could have done Emperor Greymon and Magna Guruumon and split the team in half, like three and three in the one body.
Yeah, that would have made them feel less cheerleader-ish and more, we're actually fighting, but
think about that at this moment, but I like Susanoomon.
Yeah, he's no Omnimon, but
yeah, he's like Neo Omnimon. He's kind of different. He's like version 2.0. Version 3.0 is Cross 3. So glad we saved this.
Like, one thing I did like about Susanoomon is like he got this like giant ass sword gun out of nowhere. Like he would just materialize. And it would shoot a giant beam that would turn to a sword, and he would just swing it around.
He pulled it out of the same place that Forza gets his switches out of nowhere.
Okay, that makes sense. But,
and pretty much everything in Togu, where they're just like, hey, look.
Called, but...
Sorry.
No, it was good times, Susanoomon's a bitch like that.
I wouldn't mind having a DR to him either. And I.
He basically took Lucemon's like, you are my bitch! And then Lucemon's like, ah, oh, fuck.
I am your bitch! Dies, and then it ends.
Dies, and they're like, oh, he saved the day, and then. Nope. More Lucemon.
Nope, just Lucemon.
Nope, a giant dragon thing. I don't know what that was going on with that, but.
I don't know. They're like, how can we stretch this out even farther? I know, he becomes a dragon. Brilliant.
He becomes a little larva that's controlling a giant dragon.
Oh, God.
It's perfect. Whatever. I don't know. Let's move along. Bokomon and Neimon.
Bokomon kind of looks like Moochie.
Moochie.
Yeah.
That. Bokomon's oddly adorable.
And he's like the British, picture, so he's cool. He's like Hawkmon.
The picture on the Wikipedia, he's just got this like little derpy little smile on his face, and I want to hug him.
His English name is Brian Beacock. It's perfect because he looks like a peacock, sort of, but not really. I don't know where I was going with that.
What?
I don't know. Because of, like his mouth kind of like bird like.
He is Takato.
It's Takato.
He's Agumon in Data Squad.
He is?
That's a mess. Yeah,
he is.
That's really funny.
I didn't even
notice that.
Anyway.
He kind of reminds me of Hawkmon. Like his voice.
Hawkmon, what did you evolve to?
Bokomon.
Who was Hawkmon? I don't remember. I remember who it was. I'm trying to remember the voice actor.
I'm like, who's the lizard? Kevin, get out.
Hawkmon. It was Steve Blum at one point.
Steve Blum's voiced everyone at some point. He's voiced us at some
point. I think it was Steve Blum through most of the show. No? When was he Hawkmon?
Does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter, but...
Okay.
It was Neil Kaplan for most of the show, then. whatever. Anyway.
Isn't that Diabolico?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Good call. He knew things and had a book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, this in-depth discussion.
All they have their own little page together.
They rub the pages together.
I hated Namon so much.
Look how weird he looks. It doesn't even look like a Digimon.
He made me laugh like a lot, but he would say things like flaming pants and.
I just feel like his design doesn't fit.
It's a very unique design.
Kind of get this Pikmin vibe from him.
Oh my god, yes.
Oh god, it does. Another character ruined. I guess there's no page for Patamon. Oh, I guess he'd be under Straffymon. Shut up. I was talking to myself. But
I liked Bokomon a lot. I liked his relationship with Patamon. I thought that was kind of cute.
And how they wore diapers.
It was kind of creepy how he kept talking about being a mommy and being pregnant.
Yeah.
I put that thought aside for the greater good.
But he was British, so it doesn't matter.
That's why he was awesome. Okay, the three Celestials. Well, we won't talk about Cherubimon because he technically will be in the villains. But
yeah.
Seraphimon did nothing of importance. And was reborn as Patamon because Patamon is adorable.
And they just wanted him to be in the show as main character, so he just followed him up.
And Patamon had this, like, thing where he, like, knew where everyone was ever. He was like, oh, Koji's this way, and then he flew at, like...
He's like Cerebro, but for Digimon.
Okay. But yeah, he didn't do... Despite being in the show, like, most of the show, he did nothing. Funimon...
Yeah, he just flew around.
Did most of the work while being in the show almost nothing. Because she pulled all the strings and got all the kids there, and then...
And she should have been Gatomon's final evolution.
Yeah, but instead we got Magnadramon, and Magnadramon doesn't look like anything related to Gatomon. Orphanimon does, but I don't think Orphanimon existed yet. I don't really know. So...
He ran out of breath.
Orphanimon was cool, though.
Yes, she was. She was fine.
Yep.
She didn't really do anything either way to piss me off or excite me. Sounded weird.
She turned into an egg and then hatched into Salamon.
She hatched into Salamon?
Well, she hatched into a Yukimi Bodomon and then immediately digivolved to Salamon.
That's how badass she is, I guess.
And Patamon... Like, we didn't even see anything, like, immediately evolve into Patamon. Just kind of hatched and bam, there was Patamon.
That's cheating.
Look at the... It then hatched into a Patamon after he got his fractal code back. Hacks!
Oh my god, use hacks.
Seraphimon used hacks.
Oh my god, Bungie ruined the fucking game.
There really wasn't any side characters that were of mass importance to the show.
No, there's a bunch of villagers, like mushroom people.
There's a lot of returning villagers, like there's the Gatsumon there, and...
And there was the Burger Digimon.
Burgermon. They made me hungry every time they appeared. I was like, oh god, damn it, weird. I want McDonald's. But, there's a... Like, most of the Digimon in the show were returning from, like, in one episode or another, which I thought was pretty cool, keeping a fairly consistent secondary cast going, but... they just never did anything of mass importance. So we won't talk about them.
Those little dudes just kind of took the place of partner Digimon. They just had to have Digimon following them around.
Oh, Bokomon, Namon.
Uh-huh.
And Patamon.
That's what I mean by those little dudes.
Okay, well, I was just making sure we had the same little dudes in
I was talking about Seraphimon. She just, like, floated above them the whole time.
Seraphimon's a she?
I meant the other one.
Orphanimon.
They're the same person. The other one's called Angewomon, for God's sakes.
Anyway. When do we want to talk about the ancient guys? Do we want to talk about them now or after the villains?
Let's just do it now in all one giant orgy.
Okay.
Of just talking about?
So the previous 10 Legendary Warriors like weren't actually really like in the show except for like silhouettes and stuff. And then I don't understand how the Legendary Warriors actually worked. So they're like, oh, they're all Legendary Warriors. There's 10 of them. Bruh, ancient day. But then they're like, oh, they're two different spirits. I don't know how that works exactly, but...
Because both of them are... No, that's a lie.
They were
kind of beast humanoid, but then I look at this ancient Mega Thurumon. It's no way humanoid.
But,
I guess they just split it up. Look at stupid ancient Beetlemon. What a derp. Can't decide what color it wants to be.
Anyway.
Sorry.
So that we have Ancient Greymon, which basically looks like reverse Aldemon.
Yeah.
He looks pretty neato, I guess. Ancient Garurumon, which has a tiny ass little picture. Ancient Garurumon's pretty badass.
Yeah, I said that, so that earlier in that spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. What's next? Ancient Beetlemon.
Derp.
Derp face. He's got elements. A face on his crotch. That's awesome.
Oh, that's creepy. All these Digimon. Ruined.
Ancient Kazemon.
She's pretty cool. She looks like Ho-Oh human mode. Rio's blogging about this. This is so going on his blog.
Ancient Megathriumon.
See? He needs to shower at least.
It's once. A like centipede goat or something. I don't know.
That's creepy.
It is creepy.
I feel like if I ran into one, I'd be scared.
Way to upload Axel Booster.
What do you mean? What is that bad?
Your Twitter just updated.
Oh, okay. Kevin did it a while ago, so.
Ancient Wizitmon?
Why?
Was that Arabic or something? I don't know.
Sure, let's say that. He doesn't have any feet. What hell?
What hell? He just floats.
That's pretty cool, I guess.
Whatever.
Ancient Volcanomon was totally used in Cross Wars.
Yeah, what? No, I think that's just normal Volcomon. It wasn't ancient Volcomon.
Well, I like how I looked at this into my mind. I filled it in to say Volcanolon.
Yeah, it was in Cross Wars when all the Miramon.
Yeah, it was like early on.
Well, that's a ripoff. Anyway.
Ancient Trojanmon just is stupid.
Ancient Trojanmon.
Damn it, I'm feeling it.
Because they don't know how to spell Trojan.
They don't know how to spell a lot of things.
Troyamon. I don't know. He's certainly very stupid. Has nothing to do with Arbormon or Petaldramon, but...
Ancient Mermaimon?
Mermaimon? Well, that's a tongue twister right there. Ancient Mermaimon.
Oh, Ancient Sphinxmon moves. What a badass. He looks cool. It's like something about a Yu-Gi-Oh. I feel like Yugi's gonna ride him later.
What? Ew.
Oh, you know what? Not even riding can be innocent anymore.
But yeah, Ancient Sphinxmon's pretty cool. So those are those guys. You can go take a look at them if you want to.
Ancient Sphinxmon. I just did.
Heck yeah.
Sorcerer-mon, who are you?
That was the Wizard-mon repaint. Oh.
Digimon have a lot of repaints.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, God, the evil ones. Now, here we go.
Alright, so... Our first evil little characters were evil little characters. What am I doing? The evil people in this show were Trumon's henchmen, which were five. Dustmon really wasn't too much of a villain character because he was just a plot device too. But so we had four like evil spirit groupies that Trumon made because he felt lonely.
They're out of Dark Spires.
So the first one was Grumblemon, who was a little troll.
Giant Snozmon.
I'm not talking about, like, troll. I'm talking about, like, legit troll.
A deluxe troll.
That's pretty much what Gigasmon is deluxe troll. But, won't really go into what he did, because none of these guys really did too much except for Mercurymon.
But it'd be annoying.
I didn't particularly like any of these guys.
Like, that's why I said earlier, they got the shaft. All the main heroes have badass-looking spirits, and these guys got all, like, fugly shit. Grumblemon's got, like, just, like, an annoying big-nosed troll. And then he turns into an angry big-nosed troll.
Petaldramon, like, is totally, like, one of the most least threatening-looking villains ever. He's just, like this big plant derp.
I'm gonna get you. Look at Arbormon. He's like a wooden thing. Look at his teeth. Like, it looks like a tiny mouth. Silly.
Rhinomon and Mercurymon played the biggest role.
Rhinomon
was all southern and shit.
Annoying. Look how ugly her form is.
She was all like, "I'm so pretty."
Wait, like, what's this? Calamari-mon? Oh my god, she's ugly.
Yeah, like, that was the whole plot.
Yeah.
Like, she hunted for a beast spirit and finally found it. She thought she was beautiful, and she turned out to be ugly. And she never wanted to turn into a beast spirit. So she got killed.
Yeah. And then Mercurymon.
Mercurymon was like this badass mastermind, and he talked with a Shakespearean accent. And I totally knew he was voice acted by Darren Norris, but.
Yeah.
He's the guy that Timmy's dad.
Yeah, and Cosmo.
Cosmo.
Oh,
yeah, that guy.
Mr. Turner and Cosmo.
He's done a lot of stuff, but he was pretty awesome. I like Mercurymon.
Yeah, like, he was the best of them, and like his at least his human spirit looked the most normal of the others.
Can't
his beast spirit's like whatever.
Can't say the same about Sakakubai, but. He,
did that Shadow Seraphimon stuff, which actually looks pretty badass.
Yeah, he took Seraphimon's fractal code and combined it with himself.
He gave him really pointy shoes.
Because he has pointy shoes. Now they're pointy shoes.
That's what Skasso wore when he went evil. He's like, I'm going to get flamboyant shoes. I'll show them. Whoa. A lot of water.
Actually, it wasn't.
You going to share some of that?
No.
That was gross.
That was a... Never mind. But yeah, Shadow Seraphimon's cool. I kind of want a toy of him, but...
Anyway. D-Arts.
D-Arts Shadow Seraphimon. That'd be like the weirdest thing to make. Sakakumon's the best.
The best? Oh my god, the best?
I said the meth, but...
Oh.
Meth with an M-E-F-F. Meth. What is going on? I don't know anymore.
I don't know.
But he was.
Welcome to the podcast, Rio. This is what happens. We just say whatever the hell we want.
Because he was just kind of like this big, like, mass of
balls
connected by all these tunnels. Like, everyone could go everywhere else.
Oh god, it's getting dirty fast again.
Oh, there's a wood sphere. For every spirit, like, he had a sphere. There was steel sphere containing Mercurymon, a light sphere containing Shadow Seraphimon, a wind sphere containing Karatenmon, thunder sphere containing Parrotmon, ice sphere containing Ice Leomon. Hey, guess what? He died.
Yep.
Darkness
like
sphere
all of the Leomons.
Containing Duskmon. Water sphere containing Ranamon, as well as her Honeybeemon. Fire sphere containing Asuramon. Earth sphere containing Volcamon, as well as Shadow Beetlemon. And a word. Every fourth word. Wood sphere containing
every fourth
Cherrymon. So.
Goodness.
So that was a pretty cool arc. I liked that. I don't know why I did, but that was fun. But. Yeah.
Should we talk about Cherubimon now?
Alright, Cherubimon was the next villain. And
pick the first Mako.
His real form is like a giant pink bunny, so it's adorable.
But it's a creepy molester bunny.
It's hilarious really... when he like gets purified and he's like a giant pink bunny, and then he's got this like big deep voice. He's like, "Oh, you can win, kids!" I smoke.
He's got like this huge smile on his face, like Matt.
But like, you think Churimon's like pulling everything, and then it's like, nope.
But... Chuck Testa. The realistic mount.
The battle with Trumion was kind of annoying because like they kept winning and then not winning.
It was kind of like basically like Digimon. I mean, it is Digimon. But I mean, like the first season again, where like he was just being pulled the strings by like Apocalymon or whatever his name was. Mm-hmm. It's the same idea, just on a smaller scale. Yeah. Instead of having like 3 or 4 enemies, it was one. There was no Edamon running.
The Royal Knights were influenced by Lusamon. Churimon was influenced by Lusamon. The other guys were influenced by Churimon. So it was just like this big chain of command.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like the first season. You should have just copy and pasted names.
No? Heck yeah. Yeah, there really isn't too much to say about Churimon or the Royal Knights. Like,
there were some interesting just like flashbacks of how they like Churimon used to be the like, guardian. Like, that was an interesting story a little bit.
Yeah, I did like that. That was nice. Like, that we got to see what it was before Churimon turned into a giant asshat.
Yeah, so that was kind of interesting. But other than that, he was just generic giant evil bunny.
Yeah.
Or dog? Is it a dog?
It's a bunny dog.
Because Batmon and Terrymon are supposed to be dogs.
It's a Wiccan.
It's a Wiccan. It's like Hunter. Okay. Kevin. Hunter here's a Wiccan. The way he said it.
Hunter is why are we talking about old podcast moments? Right. So
that looks delicious.
The Royal Knights consisted of Dynasmon and Crusadermon.
Their designs were cool.
Yeah, the designs were cool. We'd see them again next season, ironically enough. But,
spoiler alert.
I don't know. They had a very like Jesse and James vibe to them. Yeah. Except they were competent.
They did.
Like,
yeah, they were like Jesse and James in the first half of Black and White.
Yeah.
And then they had the special and we never got to see it still.
It's because Japan still even hasn't gotten a chance to see it. But, like, I don't know, they just kind of ran around and were giant dicks to everyone and they scanned all the data.
I was like whispering.
But yeah, I mean, Lusamon was the big bad, so he's like the main villain, but...
He's a dick.
I don't know what's going on with that kid.
Like, I don't know, I keep picturing him from Crosswords, and he was a total dick. Good thing Kudo Taiki put into him.
But, because, like, he stopped the three Celestials from fighting, but then he went on a maniacal rampage. And so the Legendary Warriors trapped him. But then he's like, I can revive by day. If I absorb the entire digital world, I can come back to life. It's pretty much what happened. Easy. And he succeeded somehow, which I find hysterical. But yeah, there really isn't too much to say about any of these villains.
Like, they're really one-dimensional. Like, Lusamon in particular is just this giant, like, evil fuck.
He just wanted to create a... He was kind of like... Next... In Cross Wars, he was kind of like Dark Knightmon. And, the Bugramon.
However you say it. But they say it like... They say it like Bagura, but it's Bugra. I don't know.
But, like, he wanted to make a digital world that was basically his idea of the perfect world.
It's like a dictatorship.
Yeah.
He's Hitler.
It's more borrowed plots from a song from the future.
It's borrowed plots from Hitler. From real life.
That too, I suppose. But, yeah, I don't know. Villains are villains. I didn't particularly like any of the villains in this season. And while I felt like they were threatening, like, there just wasn't any sort of, like, story-driven dynamic after Churimon.
It's like nothing you haven't seen before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the problem with this.
When you compare it to like season 2, which had really compelling human villains.
Yeah.
And season 5 is going to have some good stuff. And
season 5. Oh god, season 5's villains are the best thing ever. But
Ryan, calm down. I'm just kidding.
I really like season 5. I'm sorry.
I'm still stuck on episode 1.
I'm stuck on episode 1. Well, that's it.
He was like me when I was trying to start, when Savers was actually new. I tried watching it twice and failed both times.
Once you unleash your soul, you can reach your goal.
Yeah, like once they finally visit the digital world, season 5 is really good. But anyway.
If you didn't know that was the theme, I just sounded like a total idiot.
I didn't really particularly dig any of the villains in this season.
Yeah, they were all just kind of generic compared to more developed villains later.
Mm-hmm.
Or before and later. Or later, if you consider this a time travel thing. I don't know what I'm saying. Somebody stop me.
I'll stop you. Alright, so, what's next?
Gear and concept.
The gear and concept. The detectors are kind of cool. I like them.
Yeah. I don't know if you ever saw this toy, but there was this toy called Scanners.
I own those.
You do?
I had one as a kid.
I'm all excited.
They were basically like the detectors before detectors existed.
I was going to say that. I never brought it up because I thought I was the only one that
no,
had
dude,
it.
I totally like had one. And it was funny because we were going up north, and our car broke down, and we got a flat tire or something. And so we were in, maybe it was a Walmart, I don't remember. But I found it, and I wanted it, so I got it, because that's how I rolled as a kid. And that's how I roll now. But we were waiting for them to fix the tires or whatever, and I had my friend with me. We just ran around Walmart and scanned, like, all this random shit in the middle of the store. And, like, I feel like that's what would have happened if, like, the detectors here, like, actually had a scanning feature.
Yeah, like, that was really cool, that just the scanners. Just reviewing scanners quick. It involved collectible monsters, so it was instant buy. But that was cool.
Like, that's kind of why I want to hunt down a D-scanner, the Japanese detectors. Because they actually have the scanning feature, and it's like a collect-em-all kind of game. And
yeah, that's cool.
I was going to bid on one, and then I forgot, and I missed it.
I like the detectors for that reason, and I liked them, like, scanning the fractal code of Digimon when they beat them and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Plus, they just kind of look cool.
Yeah, they do. Fractal code digitize. Okay.
KK. But, like, the concepts for this season I thought was fairly interesting. Like, the thing I didn't like about the season was, like we mentioned earlier, was just the fact that, The element between, like, a Digimon and then their partner human, or the human and their partner Digimon, rather, if either or, it's the same thing.
Depends on what perspective you're looking at.
Yeah, you know, something about PETA, I don't know. That's what I think.
Sorry.
PETA. Not you, PETA.
Smack me. Oh.
Smacking PETA.
They said PETA for a second. Anyway.
Like, because that element wasn't there. And I think I personally would have liked the season more if they took an approach to where they had a partner Digimon that, kind of like in season 3, they merged with to make the human spirit and the beast spirit by just natural digivolution and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because that way you would have had the humans are actually fighting element while still having the traditional Digimon partnership camaraderie. Thing that I find most enjoyable about Digimon. So, like, that's why I didn't really like this season that much. Watching it a second time and kind of shoving that element out the window, it is a really enjoyable watch.
It is.
I had a lot of fun watching it. There wasn't too many times where I was completely bored out of my mind. And if you can look past the fact that the partner Digimon element isn't there, it really is an enjoyable show and an enjoyable season. But it's just lower on my spectrum of favorite seasons just because
it didn't have the same depth as the other.
Yeah, ones. To me, Digimon's all about the camaraderie between the human and the partner Digimon.
Mm-hmm. Like we said, it was kind of like season 1, basically, but without that element in it.
Yeah, it was basically...
Without some of the other things that made it more intricate.
It was basically with a season 1 approach with a Sentai-esque team camaraderie development.
Right down to the Sixth Ranger.
As opposed to a camaraderie between the human and the Digimon, you had the camaraderie between the entire team learning how to work together and be friends and all that friendshipy stuff. So... I think as long as you can look past the concept that there isn't the partner there, then you can actually really appreciate the show, because, like, particularly if you're coming into Digimon with this season, because that's what happened to Jeff. Jeff starts franchises with really weird moments, like, you start a Kamen Rider with Decade. But
oh, I'm sorry, Jeff. I shouldn't be so hard on him.
Because, like, he loves the season because it was the first time he watches Digimon, so he doesn't have, or anyone watching, like, the season first, doesn't have that concept of the human and the Digimon camaraderie, though that's Digimon, where we've had, like, three seasons of building that up.
Yeah.
So, I think the benefit of people starting with this season is that they can look at it with a very clean slate, and that's what I tried to do watching it the second time, and I thought it was more enjoyable. But
Jeff being a good example, someone that sees PR, or seen PR first, I'm assuming, it's more acceptable to them because it's more like PR, and they don't know that Digimon's different.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can see where you're coming from that angle, too.
They're, like, merged.
Because this is very PR-esque.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brian just, like, said pretty much everything. We should just do this thing alone. No, like, the only thing I think I'll add is that it didn't bother me as much. Like, it sort of did, but it didn't just because it was only that one season and then everything else has been pretty much normal.
Yeah.
So Crossword's mm-hmm. a little bit different. But I can definitely see, like, how it bugs me now a little bit and then just how it bugs other people, because it takes out one of the things that makes Digimon Digimon. It's like, I can't think of another example, but just taking out a main element that makes this show so unique and one of the things you like about it. But I still, like, really, really liked it. Like, it was just, well, like, a really fun watch, like you said.
Mm-hmm. It had a good story and everything, and I really do appreciate what they did with the spin of, like, being more Sentai-esque. But,
yeah. So we'll just kind of merge into a final thoughts instead of because I was talking about the concept.
With oh shit! I didn't even think about that. I just kind of slid right into it.
We'll get back to that.
We did kind of already cover all the concepts, didn't we?
So we're talking about the concepts. Like, I did like the natural progression of things. Like, here's a human spirit, the beast spirit's stronger. We can merge the two and then unify some of them and then unify all of them and everything like that. So, I mean, that was really a fun way to kind of shift the natural flow of Digivolution to this whole spirit evolution kind of concept.
As we work towards one solution.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there's still music. Yeah, pretty much what Brian said.
Yeah, that's what I always say. So
we're the same person anyway.
Any more comments?
I don't know why we haven't done a Fusion Evolution yet.
Any more comments before we move on to music?
No.
Nope. Right.
Just check testing.
All right. Music. I really love this theme, like, yeah, a lot.
It's really epic, and it fits the like the tone of the show so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the
burp. Oh my god, they're starting the sales at midnight now for Black Friday. They need to stop.
Yes, sir.
Sickos. Anyway,
it's blasphemy. But other than that, like, all I really remember from the background music of this season was, like, the theme song a lot. Yeah. the Digivolution music was really cool because it was kind of like a remix of the theme song a little bit.
Yeah,
with some more
they had, like, elements of it. Yeah.
But the Digivolution, even though it was kind of just evolution, but whatever, music was really good in this season. I really did enjoy that.
I remember it.
And there was a song, I think, that Crispin Freeman did for...
it's like Morgan Freeman's brother.
For Koichi's, like, flashback episode. But I don't really remember how awesome that was or touching that was or whatever the hell it was supposed to be, but... Regardless, I don't really remember it, so I'm not going to comment. But the theme song was awesome.
Yeah, like, I really liked it. And like you said, the background music for, like, the Digivolutions and stuff was cool. And just both of those just kind of... It gave the season its own tone, and, like, it really fit really well with the whole idea of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really fit everything about it.
And it separated it from the previous seasons really well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they used it for those other movies that they decided to dub later.
Yeah, I watched the beginning of the second Tamers movie, and they were like, as we work towards one solution through a spirit evolution, and I was like, They don't do that.
They should edit that. They're like, as we work towards solution through
Digimodify.
But yeah, they didn't have the rights to the original theme anymore.
Kind of like Mighty Morphin. They should have done Adam's theme. That theme was badass. Better than the Mighty Morphin theme. I mean, at least for that moment.
But, yeah, overall, I like the music for this season. Okay, now commencing final. Back into final thoughts.
Copy, paste, done.
I already went over, like, my thoughts about the concepts and everything. But overall, the second time through this, like, watching it with a really open mind, it's a lot more enjoyable than if you look into it going like, oh, this isn't Digimon, blah. But if you can look at it in an open mind, or you haven't seen Digimon yet, or anything like that, it's a fairly enjoyable season that has a lot of good elements, while still having a lot of bad elements too, of course, but it's really unavoidable in a show. But overall, I think it was really, really fun. It was a nice change of pace, I guess, is what I want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it broke it up nicely. Makes it sound like it did break up Digimon, technically. Well, I mean, I don't know if it was its fault.
Technically, kind of killed Digimon. I don't know
I'm just rambling. Well, I guess that's this. What's a rambles? I don't know. I'm Johnny Young Bosch. I don't know what a rambles. But the thoughts were pretty much all covered. I just found it really enjoyable. And I did like that, even though it wasn't as intricate in a lot of ways, it was kind of like season one, where it was just this really like simple, adventurous story that had like a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah.
And like the ending was kind of abrupt, but it was still like a decent ending. It wasn't like... I think Cross Wars was more abrupt, but we'll get into that later. Indeed. They're just like, bye.
Bye.
Spoilers. They're just like, bye, I'm out. Rider Zero my house. Never mind. I said have, I don't know. Right. Rio's turn.
I have no clue what to say. What Shuki said, I'm done.
That's pretty much what we do.
That's how it goes around here. I flap my mouth for like 5 minutes and then go, okay.
And then you just take over everything, and then
that's how I work. I just take over.
I just sit here. I'm like, I can't really add to that. We're just repeating ourselves.
How do I follow up that? But yeah, overall, really entertaining show. Second time through, and give it a chance. For all the people that are like, season four sucks balls because it's not Digimon, just give it a chance.
It's still a shame that they kind of built like season one, then season two, since season three was really good, and then they kind of dimmed it down with Frontier.
Yeah, I kind of felt like that aspect. I don't know why they felt like they needed to change it up. I don't know if there was any Chris, listen. if
hey,
there's
listen.
Hey, listen. If there's any sort of like production reason to why they took such a big shift, please let us know.
Tweet that shit right now.
Tweet it up.
We will be seeing this Saturday morning or Friday morning.
I'm very curious. So
yeah, I would like to know that.
We want to know, Chris. We want to know.
Should just hire him as a Digimon correspondent.
All right, good times.
Okay, I'll just read like a little like bits and pieces from Cyber Dracos while Rio's trying to process this. Okay, so from Cyber Draco, he says, Frontier was pretty good. He liked how they did something. Oh, I thought they did something this season. I'm like, yeah, I'm glad they did something. They did something with it, with a Sentai-esque approach. He likes all the spirits. He thinks that it's weird that the Spirit of Wind has pink fairy underwear, but what kind of, you know, fairy wouldn't wear pink? It was, like, disturbing, like, goth underwear? I don't know.
Death fairies.
Like us, he wished they used a lot more combined forms. He thought the voice cast was awesome. He feels like this is Digimon's equivalent of G Gundam, which I wouldn't know anything about, but they're both different but have their respective fan bases.
I really like G Gundam.
Yeah, so there you go. Witness here says, yeah, I don't know what I'm saying. Then he also agrees with us about wanting to get D-Arts about more things, and I do want a lot of D-Arts from this one, because
I want a lot of D-Arts from everything. Like, stop Digimon D-Arts. Like, Bandai, get with it, God.
Aren't you listening? You listen when we say, oh, don't make this, lols. First podcast, we speculated about Sentai figure arts. Lol. I find that funny.
Yeah, I'm taking the easy way out with Kiefer.
So he liked it. All right, bye.
He put a little summary there. It had a decent story, some good character moments, some great Digimon designs, but it isn't one of my favorites. I definitely don't hate it, though. It just could have been better handled in some areas, especially the balance of all six tamers rather than just having Takuya and Koji fight. I'd probably put it up above 02 in terms of story coherency, but below tamers. It's a good season, just not one of the best. Yeah.
Hey, yeah, pretty much thing. Took my yeah. thought, but sure. Way to go, Keever, stealing my thoughts, man.
Yeah, I'd agree. I put it above season 2.
Yeah, in terms of story, because season 2 is kind of a mess.
Yeah.
Season 2 had Davis and Demon. Not cool.
That Davis!
Let's see how the poll's doing since we're this. Adventure has 3 votes. Adventure 2 has 3 votes. Tamers 6. Frontier 7. Frontier's winning.
How? I didn't vote yet. No, okay, here we go. Tamers.
Okay, Tamers and Frontier are tied. I got that one wrong. Savers has 3 votes and Crossroads has 2.
What? Yeah. Kudo Taiki. Because it doesn't have an English version.
You know what? People need to watch the Japanese version.
I haven't watched Cross Wars yet.
See?
You know what?
I'm just kind of waiting for Saban to do it.
I don't even know who has the Digimon rights right now. Like, I really don't.
Why'd they buy the Ninja Turtles back and not Digimon?
God, I don't know.
Kudo Taiki's better than the Ninja Turtles. He's Kudo Taiki.
I feel like you would have sex with Kudo Taiki.
Kudo Taiki's awesome.
I don't know anymore. So that about wraps up the Digimans. So
Savers. So, yeah, Savers. Saver Squad. In
Saver,
2 weeks.
Saver Squad.
Yeah. Davers. Oh yeah, I call it Davers.
Alright, so now we need to head back to the present or whatever to talk about final things or whatever, so.
And then head even farther back to just start the whole podcast.
Bye, Rio.
Goodbye.
Alright, we're back. It's all somber.
Yeah. Ha!
Ha! We're back. We're back from the future. Or the past. Or something.
I miss Rio.
He's gone. And Kevin, like, kicked him out of his chair and he's like, it's up. Play Mario.
My chair, bitch.
Oh.
So.
Is my Jerry.
Oh, well, anyway, it's time for that thing.
Final thingies.
Yay.
Kevin, go read Nikozu's post on Digimon.
All right. So Nikozu says, I'm assuming it's about whatever season these people just talked about a second ago.
Yeah.
Viewer, I haven't read this previously like I did the other ones, so... alright, it has been a while before we begin. The caps are only for stupid or badass stuff. P.S. Frontier is my favorite season. And I am going off memory. Let's begin with characters. First of Takuya, the wielder of the spirits of fire. He is a stereotypical gogglehead. And the only thing I can remember was that when he got defeated by Duskmon, he got turned into Flamemon, which is Agunimon's and Burning Greymon's rookie form. So yeah. Spirit Evolution time! Human Spirit, Argunimon, awesome, just awesome! Beast Spirit. Burning Greymon, badass humanoid dragon, human beast spirit.
Bird.
Excuse me?
Sorry. No, it's a bird. Sorry.
Oh. Aldemon, just a fusion that is kind of weird. Unified Spirit! Emperor Greymon, badass knight! Next up is Koji, the wielder of the Spirits of Light. He had the most story with the twin brother thing, and so I like him. Spirit Evolution time! Human Spirit, Lobomon. There's just something I don't like about him, and I don't know what it is. Beast Spirit, Kendo Garurumon. Badass Wolf with Blade Wings. Human Beast Spirit, Beowulfmon. Out of Aldemon and Beowulfmon, I like Aldemon better because the thing I don't like about Lobomon is still in Beowulfmon. Unified Spirit! Is that the right word? Is he just spelling it wrong?
It looks wrong. It's like,
Magna Garurumon, badass hominoid mech wolf with a cannon arm.
Hominoid? The Chotokus.
Still one of my favorites.
Now, hold on, let me scroll down. Next up is JP, the wielder of the Spirits of Thunder. He was bland. The only thing I remember is that he really badly wanted his human spirit. Speaking of which, Spirit Evolution time! Human spirit, Beetlemon. Badass humanoid beetle that reminds me of Kabuto. I want to make a point that says the witch is spelled like the witch, like a switches, witches, and bitches. just the totally wrong witch. Beast spirit, metal Kabuterimon, beetle tank of thunder death. There was dots, so I had to pause. Next up is, oh god, Tommy. Let's make this quick. The wielder of the spirits of ice, stupid whiny little kid. Or no, I'm sorry, Winnie. Stupid whiny little kid. Spirit evolution time. Human spirit, Kumamon, adorable army polar bear. WTF, beast spirit, Kurikakumon. Too badass for Tommy, but it is his beast, so that explains everything. Next up is girl time, Zoe. The wielder of the spirits of wind. She was bland, so but her Evoltuians were sexy. See, that just sounds creepy. Spirit evolution time. Human spirit, Kazemon. Humanoid fairy that is half naked, WTF. Beast spirit, Zephyrmon. This one is even more exposing, WTF. Last but not least, Koichi, the wielder of the spirits of darkness. Again, a lot of story, just like Koji, because there, that's the wrong there, you idiot. Twins, spirit evolution time. Human spirit, Loimon. That's spelled right? That just looks weird. A bit bland, but still awesome. Beast spirit, Jaeger Loimon. What does liquor have to do with this?
That's what I said.
Awesome lion, that would be awesome, next to Kendo Garurumon. Why, Koichi, why don't you want... Didn't you went directly into Beast? Why did you only went to Beast with Slide Evolution? Side character time. Oh, God! What's that noise? That's a weird noise. Bokemon and Nemon. Annoying! The Celestial Digimon, Seraphimon, Ophanimon. Sure, we'll go with that. And Cherubimon. The were like gods, and I did like that the mega forms of Angemon and Angewomon were where? What? Wait a minute. Things is the wrong one. Where two of the Celestials and then random Digimons. Villains are next. Whoa! That's what it says as. First, the evil spirit Digimon, Earth human spirit, Grumblemon. WTF is a gnome doing a Digimon? Earth beast spirit, Gigasmon, stupid, but a lot less stupid than Grumblemon. He was stupid. All right, that was intelligent.
A lot of stupidity going on there.
Yeah, that was intelligent. Water human spirit, Ranamon, weird. Water beast spirit, Kalmaramon. WTF, she was a B-Wunch. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the return of B-Wunch.
B-Wunch is back. Oh, yeah.
Wood human spirit, Arbormon. Weird wood beast spirit, Petaldramon. Weird plant lizard that is better looking than its human spirit. He was there. Steel human spirit, Mercurymon. Weird just having a mirror with a mouth as a face. That's what happens when Taizan gets crossed with a Digimon, Mercurymon. Steel beast spirit, Sakakumon. Total weird. He was just weird or creepy as hell. Darkness human spirit, Dustmon. Awesome evilness. Darkness beast spirit, Veljamon. Yeah. Awesome, but I think underused. He was a badass and threatening as hell. A really good villain. Now time for our first mayor villain.
Oh, the first villain was a mayor.
He was weird but threatening as hell, but his design is kind of weird. His die sign. Yeah. Next up are two of the Royal Knights, Crusadermon. Awesome and weird at the same time. Dynasmon, totally awesome. Now last but not least, Lucimon. I don't care what anybody thinks, but Lucimon is scary as hell. Espsili, in his chaos mode, his Shadow Lord mode, was threatening, but his larva form is just stupid. Overall, awesome final villain. I'm sorry. Awesome final villain.
This is the new Eevee form, the evil one.
Now to time for what I have bind holding of.
I'm speaking German.
Evolution. Susanumon. What about Susan? It's so awesome. and a homage to Omnimon. Digivice next. Love them. I even have one. Digivolve. Awesome how they become Digimons and the executing.
Okay. It makes it sound violent. You don't know.
Music, lastly, I like both the Japanese and English openings, but if I had to choose, I would then choose the Japanese over the English opening. Final thoughts, like I said at the beginning, I love this season, it is my favorite, and so I give this season a 5 out of 5. Yay.
That was fun.
For you?
Well, it's a combination of his comments and you trying to pronounce Digimon names. It was hilarious. Oh, you got them all right. The only one that was weird was what, Takuya? I think that was the only one.
Well, the thing about it is that, you know, first of all, I don't know how to pronounce them. Second of all, Nikazu has spelling issues.
Yeah, I mean, that's the funniest part. So I never know if
he's spelling something correct.
Well, if you did, you got them all right. All the Digimon, at least.
Like, I just had to wing it. Plus, I've heard you say some of the names already listening to that discussion, so I knew it.
I think Brian just passed out.
Not right here.
No, you're not. This is a pre-recording.
Oh.
Anyway.
So that's a pre-recorded Sequin Shinobi. Insert laugh track here. Brian wheezes himself to death.
Okay, so I don't think there's any other final thingies other than expect fun things in the future. Yeah. We never seem to be able to announce them.
Except for the thingy that I have that's not final. And
that thing.
That thing. That yeah. thing's been here since episode 1.
It has. It has.
You really wish it would go away.
Yeah, we need to call it. Doesn't go away. There's too
we need
much
to call an exterminator.